wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this particular special edition called the Supreme Triad. We're broadcasting live right now at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. And I want to introduce to you one of the most supreme beings in my life. Please welcome the one and only Maduti Hotel.
Peace, peace, peace. Rahul back.
Oh, man. Rahul back. How you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, man, it's all good. You know what I mean? What you got going? You know what I'm saying? I know you inspired to do a impromptu, spontaneous combustion.
Yeah, I was. Something in me. And mind you, for anybody that's listening live right now, if you're in the chat room or on the call line, this is a private show. So we're going to take this to a whole nother level. So if you're able to digest it, we're not taking any calls. And if you can hang with the information that we're about to embark upon, then hold on, because we're going to be talking about things that probably you can't even wrap your mind around yet. So just sit back and enjoy the Supreme Triad, where we put the capstone at the top of the pyramid tonight. I did bring you forward, Madhuti, for one, because I know how you and I can actually build, you know. And the Supreme Triad was basically something that I wanted to introduce to, you know, certain people as far as the principle of deity or God or the ancestors, so to speak. You feel me?
Yeah.
In this principle, we make no distinction between rich and poor. In this principle that we're talking about, it doesn't differentiate between those of high stations or the humble, if it makes sense. It only asks that your wants be true and intense, that your commitment be real and unwavering, and that your will be expressed in action. It's just a simple principle, and I'll say it again. Make no distinction between rich and poor. It doesn't differentiate between those of high station or the humble. It only asks that you or that your wants be true and intense, that your commitment be real and unwavering, and that your will be expressed in action. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but facts end hope, and you receive the reward you seek. In other words, facts are of the body, and they link to the soul. Will and desire are the means of the expression of energy. Mind is in, over, and above these. Again, mind is in, over, and above these, for mind is the directing manifestation of ether at work within us. It directs these others. As in the beginning, when Elohim of the Torah said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," and created by saying, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," so does our mind obey our direction and create for us. Does that make sense, Bodhi?
Yes.
You want to build on that? Should I keep going?
Oh, you keep going. That sounds beautiful.
Was that simple?
Yeah, it's beautiful to me. It sounds beautiful. It's simple to me.
Okay. All right, so with the mind, we hear loose phrases such as a deranged mind. There never was a deranged mind and never will be. A deranged brain, yes, but not a deranged mind, ever. There are destructive egos as well as constructive egos. This comes from the department of our being where resides our immortal character, which in turn is a department of our soul. We make our character by the thoughts and actions we permit to become habits. Let me say that again. We make our character by the thoughts and actions we permit to become habits, just like let us make man after our image and after our likeness. Thus, we make our character based on our thoughts and our actions. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreeable or disagreeable, we make it, and we must abide by the result. That's the only thing. Whether it's an agreeable thought or a disagreeable thought, we must still abide by the results. What we store in our department of character, again, flows forth to color all our being. That's just basically what it does. Okay, so basically, here it is in different words. No thinking person observing all that he or she can of visible creation and sensing all that he or she can of invisible creation can doubt the existence of a supreme intelligence, the creator or creators, our fathers and mothers, period. Such an intelligence does exist. That intelligence that governs everything from the tiniest atom to the millions of suns in the known universe must be universal. The same beings who keep this marvelous and intricate old structure, the Earth, in its course must also control Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and all else. If this be so, then these beings are universal. Then they are not just a person, but is all, which includes all persons, places, and things. All does not mean completeness, though. It or he can never be complete. All means just that, all-inclusive, not just one good or one God or oneness or aloneness or a whole, a state of was and is and will be and above beneath time. That is the Egyptian understanding of deity or God or ancestor or whatever you want to call it. You must never separate yourself from deity as an Egyptian or God or the ancestors, like most people do. Don't separate yourself from that. That will immediately make you the devil. To say there is God, Allah, or Yahweh, and here we are, is to create dual, pair, and comparing deity as an emblem to the ancient wise ones of all races. Was the sun Re or Ra? It rays touches all things at the same time, and even it moves inside the all. Just as if your God is in heaven, then heaven is bigger than your God. Your God would be a part of the all, but not the all. The sun was chosen simply because it was the mightiest visible symbol, because the sun's light was so terrific that no man could gaze upon it very long and never see the things of this world again. Just as Elohim, Allah, Theos, Hebrew, Arabic, and Greek names became symbols of deities, these symbols are objects of and idols also. It was only when the original teachings were misinterpreted that the sun itself became an object of worship. Again, it was only when the original teachings were misinterpreted that the sun became an object of worship. The Toltecs, the Incas, the Aztecs, the Hindus, the Chinese, the Hebrews, the Greeks, the Christians and the Muslims, the Arabs of all ancient times and nowadays all fell into this era and worshiped the sun itself in many ways as their god just by using the light, because without man-made lights, you would only have the sun or the stars, which are themselves suns. But there is no evidence that the ancient Egyptians ever considered the sun other than a living energy and a visible emblem of the supreme triad, Atumre, Atunre, and Amunre. Now, I'll chill there for a minute. I think that's a little too... You want to... build on that, Bodhi.
Oh, well, actually, I've been really enjoying listening, you know what I mean, but being that you are engaging me to Bill, I only say that you started off saying it's a supreme triad, and I was like, well, you got Atumre, Atunre, then you have Amunre, then there's Anunre, and Amunre means the hidden one of Ray, and that would be the one who is hidden. That's the hidden ether, and that's the hidden universal intelligence that's responsible for it all, that's connecting us right now, that's linked to us all. We're all linked in that intelligence. I love what Pop said earlier, how there's no such thing as a deranged mind. It may be a deranged brain, but not a deranged mind. I like that.
That's right.
And because that's on point, you know what I mean? And it's just interesting because I was speaking to some human beings, you know what I mean, last shadow hour. You know what I mean? And we were talking about people who have been addicted to crack and stuff like that, and speaking about deranged minds. And I got into a debate with with ISIS earlier today. You know what I mean? She was saying that she felt that there was really no way to really help those individuals who are crackheads who don't want to be helped. And she was saying that because as a social worker, you know what I'm saying, she deal with them all the time. And, you know, if you offer them a pill that can give them the same high, if you try to reason with them, you know what I'm saying, they don't want that. All they know is they want the crack. And this is an example, you know what I'm saying, of a person who has a deranged mind because they want to continue to do the one thing that they're doing because it's giving them a certain feeling. It don't matter what
right.
it looks like on the outside, to the outside world, they're having an experience inside of them.
A
so,
deranged brain.
You know what I'm saying? If,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, I was saying, you know what I'm saying, is that we have to create a new form of crack, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining, you know, some of the formula, some of the ingredients that are in this crack that we would have to distribute to our people. And I know that sounds crazy for anybody listening, like, did he just say we have to create a new form of crack? Yes. You know what I'm saying? They got crack that cracked the mind, that I mean cracked the brain, that makes it deranged, that, you know what I'm
we
saying?
We have to have a crack that cracks the code, huh?
Bingo. I love that. Have a crack that cracked the code of the addiction because it's all
mm.
chemicals. And like Pop explained, you know what I mean, for those who know say Pop, you know, some people say the chief, explain in the sacred records of Ature, if you have an overstanding of chemicals and chemistries, you know what I'm saying, the 99 elements, he says the alchemist can produce wonderful feats, wonderful results. Well, a very simple and significant thing, like you said, cracking the code, that came to me while I was speaking to a brother, Dynasty Mir, out in L.A., because we started something out there called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Project, you know what I'm saying, where we go to the Skid Row, you know what I'm saying, and feed the homeless, you know, like with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We was doing that for like 2 years. So finally, the brother called me a couple of days ago and said, yo, Ramon, man, we got to do something about it. I've been waiting on him to have that reaction for a long time. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, man, it's nothing but our people out there, man. They cracked out, man. They hooked on meth. He said, man, it's terrible, man. He said, man, what can we do? And I was like, man, we just got to do this, do that. I know the answer is not feed a bunch of niggas a bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And you got all these missions and shelters that house these people, and they get money from the government, but they don't really give a damn about these people. And the people get their check, and they go out and buy more crack, and it's a system, and it's lawful in Skid Row. They let you smoke crack on the streets, the whole shit. So I was like, well, how do we reverse this? And then when I was talking to my brother, Dynasty Mir, last night, you know, it shit hit me like a bag of bricks. You know what I'm saying? Create a new form of crack. But the elements that, you know what I'm saying, will be unbeknownst to the crackhead. You know what I mean? Unbeknownst to the crackhead or to the meth head or what have you, it's going to be chemicals.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
It's a combination of chemicals. One of the chemical elements is hydrogen. Well, you need hydrogen. Why? Because it is a gas, and it's the gas that are given is flammable, you know, highly flammable liquid, you know what I'm saying, liquidated state. It can be liquidated, and it can be gases, and it can be vaporized. Well, that's going to give them the impression that they're still smoking the same shit because it's going to look like crack, it's going to walk like crack, talk like crack, but it's
so
not going to be
crack.
So what
is it going to do for them?
Right. You know what I'm saying? What'd you say, Todd? I mean, sis, what'd you
what
say?
Is it going to do for
oh,
them?
Oh, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that, man. What it's going to do is purge them. And it's going to, if the mind, oh, I'm sorry, if the brain has been deranged, then it will reverse the deranging process. And one of the key
right.
elements in doing that is boron. Boron, you know what I'm saying, unbeknownst to the public, is, by the way, the fifth element on the periodical table is one of the elements, but it's not the main ingredient. The main ingredient is found in the Man from Planet Riz book, which I won't reveal, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we just, I don't want to like we can get into that, but it's amazing that you said to me about the Man from Planet Riz and all that shit. Pop
right.
already gave the formula. Like he said, I have, as he said, and I quote, all the answers to cure all the problems of this world. So let me tell you what it's going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because many people think you just walk up to them and you give them something different than the crack. Nah, it's going to look like crack. Give them a sack. Yo, dog. Yo, this is yo, nigga. I need you. You got that hard? Yeah, I got you right here. Here you go. Boom. He's going to get the
okay.
fucking crack.
Okay. Wait,
really
wait a minute.
He's going to go up
do
in his
you
corner.
Think that, I mean, have you ever had a conversation with people who are on crack?
Oh, yeah, man. I was on skid. I slept in a crack house. You know what
okay,
I'm saying? With a blanket
did,
over my head.
Okay, but what did they say? Like, did you ask them why they on crack?
Yeah.
What they say?
Well, one person, you know what I'm saying, told me that it was, well, I got a couple people, you know what I'm saying? One, they said to cope. Both two people, you know what I'm saying, whom I love and cared about very much, you know what I'm saying, both told me it was to cope. One person who passed, a third person, told me, you know what I'm saying, he was just pretty much influenced. You know what I'm saying? He just
right,
got caught
which
up in
the majority of people were influenced. There's a nurse who was a nurse in my town. Now she's completely, she has a deranged brain. She was a nurse and was dating a drug dealer. And from that point, her life changed.
Right. So you know, she got influenced, you know what I'm saying, because...
Right, which still goes back to when...
Brain,
they say, yeah, the deranged brain, and said that we make our character by the thoughts and actions we permit to become habits. So actually to, whether it's agreeable or disagreeable, but the key thing is that we make it and must abide by the result. So whether it's an addiction to crack, that still became a thought which ended in an action that actually designed their character. That's why we look upon crackheads as that, crackheads, because it's their character now.
Yeah. And at the same time, like he said, they must they must reside by the result, like you said. I agree with that. I mean,
we must.
Well, we must
abide
by the result.
But
you know what? That's
not
every facet of our life, just like in my life. It was a period of time, you know what I'm saying, when all I would do was smoke weed. And
right.
Some people call me a weed head. Some motherfuckers actually call me a pothead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know people
right.
who have been.
It's the same thing because it shapes your character by your thoughts. And
right,
I
by my
think,
thoughts. But
right.
guess what? Them same people don't call me that shit no more because now
you
weed.
You change your thoughts. You got
shit,
a new character.
It's not. It's no longer associated with my character because I don't smoke
right.
no more.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
There,
because
be
I wound
character.
Up. You know, doing what I had to do to, you know, to cleanse
but what,
that.
But what I'm understanding by this particular, you know, passage is that we make our character by the thoughts and actions we permit to become habits.
Yeah.
So regardless of what our habit is, before the habit, there was an action, and before the action, there was a thought. And before the thought, we made it.
Yeah.
We created the character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From what I'm receiving from this is that our character is based on our thoughts, which makes it an action.
Oh, I see.
And that which becomes a habit. Like if, you know, if your thought or your character is one that exercises or work out based on that's your character, so everybody would say you just love to work out, your fitness, but that permits it to become a habit. We're looking at people as entitled and not as their character, in a sense, which is their habits.
That's what
so
I'm saying,
now I'm understanding
though,
that
no
we are
what?
Really kind of like judged by, they said that we'll be judged by our actions, but really we'll be judged by our habits.
And you'll be judged by your character.
And which is your character, because your character, you make your character by your thoughts and actions, and which permits that
but
later
the best
becomes
judge
a habit.
Of all of that. Is you. Now, here's what I'm saying. Here's what it is like this. You know, and I just wanted to go ahead and say this, you know what I mean, since we did on that note. Because you asked me what would be the element in this crack. And there would
right.
be...
What's the name? I'm sorry.
Who?
You got something. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got... It would be purifying elements. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
but the purifying element is you being conscious that you are the maker, which goes back to let us make man. Just think that's you looking in the mirror. Let me design a character based on a thought, which would later proceed as an action, which would become a habit. That's why he gave the reference of let us make man after our image and after our likeness.
Uh-huh.
So does our mind obey our direction and create for us.
Right.
So it kind of like, you are really, like, what do you say? Don't separate yourself from God or deity or the ancestor or whatever name you want to call it, because then it takes you away from creating your character and being responsible for your thought, which leads into action, which ends up as a habit. So we have character, thought, action, and then you become a habit. Whether it's agreeable or disagreeable, whatever we do, we make it. We make that habit. and we must abide by the result. That's what people escape, the result. Once they receive, once they fashion their character based out on a thought and an action and a habit, they don't want to abide by the result. Every action is an equal opposite reaction, or whatever you do, you know what I'm saying, is also a reflection of who you are. So, no, like I said, we must abide by the result, abide by the result of.
Yeah, 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 but you're making that sound like, you know what I'm saying, that that cannot be fixed. That
I'm making
result,
what sound
you know what
like
saying?
It
it's
can't
like
be fixed. No,
that.
It said whether it's agreeable or disagreeable, it doesn't even matter.
Right, but what about the people
are,
listen, that don't even have the mental faculty?
Well, we're not talking about those. We're just discussing the fact that
that's what
because
I'm talking about.
It is what it
listen,
is.
I'm a crackhead.
No, because we're explaining for the people who don't have the mental capacity to understand that, because there's people in the chat room that know, says true, it's all mental. Thought is the cause of it all, and it is. It is the cause of it all. So we're only, you know, for those that can digest this, it's a little bit different. Sir Cherry says words are just words. Your actions tells what's in your mind. So we have listeners that are able to digest this.
Yeah, I know, but you never let me finish what
concept.
I was saying about the damn crack. You, like, you cut, you
no,
totally
you're on
it.
The crack. That's you're on the crack. I'm on the mind.
Yeah, yeah, and what I'm saying is we it's all related. And the reason why I keep bringing that point up, you know what I'm saying, because y'all don't know, you know what I mean?
Thank
like,
you,
here's where my mind is at, or here's where my brain is at right now. Because like, I love what you said, right? There's no such thing as the deranged mind. We all are connected to the mind, you know what I'm saying? There's different stages of intelligence in the mind, you know what I mean? There's different stages of being able to grasp the mind. The difference between a person having fast action DSL and a person just plugging up the computer with no internet
whatsoever.
Yeah, but
they'll still be able to access the internet.
Yeah, you still can be able to access the internet, but not if you don't know that you can. Not if you just got a computer and then you can't figure out what the little holes are for and like that. So what I'm saying is, only reason I brought that up, minds and stuff like that. And I was like, well, let me ask you this: if a brain is deranged, can it be underranged? Because the range ain't nothing, but all you said is it's a range. That means the range is the wavelength is distorted, and all you and I'm talking about what can we do, right, to undistort a wavelength of the human brain that has been so distorted to the point where they are cracked out. You know what I'm saying? Reduced to the state of being monsters. Can that being be rehabilitated, or they say, or repurged, or replenished, renewed? You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, yeah, because you have elements like boron that renew cells. You have nitrogen. But they don't know how to use these chemicals. And that's why I use the quote from the Black Book. You know what I'm saying? Talking about how you can create wonderful feats, wonderful things. But it depends, like you said, on the intention of the alchemist. You know what I'm saying? The black magician, so to speak. The being who's putting this chemical element together, powered by Atamu, Nefu, Set, Who. And then Pop speaks in the Man for Planet Risk book about that secret element, which is no longer a secret. It ain't a secret, I said. It's Omicron. Because he explains in the Man for Planet Risk how we as melaninite beings and those who are connected to the stars in that particular place, we have electromagnetism in our DNA, and we have a supercharge. They know that they call it 115. They call it the super heavy conductor. They don't know all of its properties. They got a new movie out now called Limitless, talking about this little pill that they can take that can speed up the brain capacity to give 100% brain capacity. But all of the Europeans in that movie, they was dying if they didn't take it because it's not formatted for them, because that's just trying to explain the 115th element, and they can't. They cannot do it. It's Omicron, Omni meaning all, cron has to do with the ability for its conductivity, its superconductivity. If indeed we, you know, certain beings were to get this in their system and shit, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about a total purging. You're talking about a total DNA, what's that word? DNA zero time reference. It's, you know what I mean? You're talking about your whole DNA. You're talking about bypassing every mental illness that, you know, or brain illness, you know, properly stated, you know what I mean, in your DNA, going all the way back to Tamaray and beyond, and when you were just a vibration, when you were the intellect that grew and created everything. Now, what if there is such a, for lack of a better way of putting it, a drug, which is not a drug, but chemicals, which is, you know, really chemistry, you know what I'm saying, that can be used to reverse the addiction, such as the same chemical elements that you find in watermelon that is used to purge the liver, cleanse the liver. What I'm saying, well, if you cleanse the liver, because the liver contains chemicals from the brain that's responsible for addiction, if you give them that, you know what I'm saying, before you know it, they would be replenished. You know what I'm saying? They would be. This is like one of the ways, because like Paul said, like you asked the question, who's willing to try to save a world that's destined to die? Or like you said in the beginning, wake up all you teachers, time to teach a new way. Well, then I say the way to heal the crack epidemic is to reverse it. Like Paul said, you can't break the spell. You got to reverse the spell. You know what I mean? Because what he did is he gave us a new spell. They gave us lies. He gave us truth. And that's why so many Nuwapians are still under the spell of truth and haven't been able to break that spell. There's a difference between lies and truth. That's just another doctrine. But life is what he came to give. Now, how are you going to, you know, that's where I'm at right now. Here, let's solve the problems. Because like you said, you know, they got the problem book, but what about the solution book? That's where. So I just wanted to say that. And I know it sounds a little crazy or whatever, but I'm like, hell yeah. Give them this new form. They're not going to know because the devil didn't play fair. Who are these people that are on crack and stuff like that all around the world that got caught up? Man, they people from every walk of life, you know what I mean? Would-be doctors, lawyers, scientists, astronomers. Because I heard, you know, that's so many multidimensionalities and, you know, related to the different worlds that exist and shit. You know, what motherfuckers, you know, could really wind up being, you know what I mean, had it not been for the devil's interventation. You know what I'm saying, intervening and destroying lives in the way that he did. And we survived, a lot of us that are still here. But shit, I smoked some weed once that was laced with crack. I know I had to, and all the times I was smoking weed, and survived it. You know what I'm saying? But I know another brother, a friend of mine, his name is Greg Mosley, he smoked some weed and got cracked out and never recovered. You know what I mean? So they done did a whole lot of stuff, and not to mention all of the diseases they was pumping into us when we was kids. They never told us, they never told our mom and dad, you know what I'm saying, about the damn shots they was giving us. They just took us to the side, gave us shots and all that shit. Why? Because they considered us their property. Just like they have, they feel like they have a right to give niggas crack and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that's what's in my heart and mind right there, you know what I'm saying? Changing the conditions of the world with real solutions. But we got a game, you know, that's where I'm at with it. What you got? You there? Hello? Yo.
Keep going. I'm doing something right now.
Oh, man, I'm through. You know what I'm saying? I thought you was gone. What's happening?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Keep going.
Well, I ain't got really much else to say, fam. You know what I'm saying? For all those who are listening, I appreciate y'all tuning in to me and sis. You know what I'm saying? Don Nicolion. You know, I'm about to bounce Don Nicolion. Got some other calls I got to handle, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what your people said in the chat room. I know that sounds like, you know, interesting situation, but this is the era of time where we're supposed to be creating. Like Pop said, don't compete, create. Everybody should be creating something new, bringing something new to the table. We have the ability to look at any problem and produce the solution. There is no problem that we don't have a solution for. Don Nicolion, on that note, I'm out, God. Peace. Peace and love. Hotep. Wadu. Wadu, wadu.
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsn@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubash Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was Russia. Next time, advertise with George Godfrey.
All right.
right, y'all. That was Maduti Hotep. I apologize. I had to take an important call. My bad. This is the Supreme Triad Show, and you already know next in line we have the one and only Pretty Brown Eyes that is certainly a, one of the Supreme Triad. Welcome to the show.
How you doing this evening?
Right. Okay. No, I'm doing good. Let me give you, I'm like, right. I'm doing right. Okay. I have no idea what Bodhi Maduti Hotep spoke about, so I'm a little lost, but that's okay. I guess I can listen back to the show because we got a short path or a short walk on a long journey. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am, it does.
a long path on a short journey or some shit or somehow it goes.
The way it
but
go, it makes sense.
Basically, I know what I was touching on, which if I may prefer to go back to it, but yet we'll still be traveling forward. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is basically how mind works, how the mind works. And I'll repeat it one more time. And that is basically that we hear loose phrases such as a deranged mind.
Absolutely.
There never was a deranged mind and never will be, just a deranged brain, but not a deranged mind ever. Now, there are destructive egos as well as constructive egos. This comes from the department of our being. Again, we do have a department in us where resides our immortal character.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has immortal character. Everyone has that, which in turn is a department of our soul. We make our character by the thoughts and actions we permit to become habits, whether they are agreeable or disagreeable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
We make it and must abide by the results. What we store in our department of character, again, flows forth the color to color all our being. It flows forth, it colors us. Whatever we think, you know what I'm saying, is a result of our actions, which actually becomes a habit. That's where they get the concept or the term from in the Bible, let us make man after our image and after our likeness. So just envision that it would be you in the mirror creating a character based on a thought, based on then later an action, then based on a habit. And whether or not it's good or bad, we still must abide by the result. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because I think that's where, you know, the majority of human beings mess up at is because you are fashioning your character in the image and after your own personal likeness. And that likeness would be That likeness would be your character, your thoughts, your habit, whether it's good or bad, but you still have to see the result. Ain't that something? All right, so anyway, basically, as mind is the manifestation of deity or God, whatever name you want to call it, but because this is the Supreme Triad and the only civilization that actually had the alchemy or the right chemistry or that mastered the universe, the magis and all of those type of different deities or the pharaohs were deities. Now, if I say deity and if you like God better, just replace deity with God, or God with deity, or the ancestors, whatever thing, whatever title that you like to, you know, have, whatever you call deity. We say deity as ancient Tamarians. So mind is the manifestation of deity, the universal, all mental, and all betake of it, and call it their mind. So does that make sense? Then the mind is universal. So in other words, if mind is the manifestation of the God or the universal, all mental and all betake of it, everything betake of it, and call it, in a sense, their mind, the mind is universal. As mind is not just in us,
mm-hmm.
It is us. It is us. So deity or God or your ancestors, whatever you want to call it, is in us as well. And as deity is universal, therefore we are in deity, and deity is in us. Where thus you heard Jesus say, I am my Father and my Father are one. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When Jesus said that? So, yeah, we are in deity or God, whatever name you want to call it, and the deity is in us. We are an infinite small part of deity, yet we are deity. We're just an infinite small part of it, but we are deity.
That makes perfect sense.
Right. Do you begin to see now why man can do things that seem to be superhuman? They are not supernatural. They are the natural manifestation of the power of deity within you as deity, and you as a deity. So some may prefer to call themselves sons and daughters of God, or sons and daughters of deity, or sons and daughters of their African ancestors. That's fine. That's okay, as long as there is no separation of deity and you. That's the point. Don't separate God and then you. Put God in you too, because you're a small, infinite part of God, but you are God. Does that make sense? Or deity for the people who like Egypt, call them deities. Or people who worship the ancestors, don't separate yourself from neither. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right, because that's the only thing. It's okay to, you know, it's all right to call yourself sons and daughters of whatever, but just as long as there is no separation, that's all, of deity in you. And it doesn't matter whether you are a secretary, a millionaire, a banker, a butcher, a baker, a businesswoman, a lawyer, a doctor, a store owner, a barber, or a clerk. The principle, when properly applied, makes no distinction. The greater your need, the more instantly it responds to your call.
Okay.
Wherever there is poverty or hardship or sickness or despair, there is the servant of your mind, ready and willing to help, asking only that you call upon it. That's all. That's how the mind works. It's just regardless of what it is, poverty, hardship, sickness, or despair, your mind is a ready and willing servant, ready to help, only waiting for you to call upon it. That's it. It's just that simple, regardless of what your state is. That's why it didn't matter. It doesn't matter because, again, even if you say a baker or the president and all of that, you separated title. Mm-hmm. It's no different than saying God and then you're the son of. It separates you. So the mind, regardless of what your situation is a servant willing to help you, asking only that you call upon it. That's when they gave us religion. If you go to Genesis 4:26, it said, then man began to call on the Lord in Genesis 4:26, right?
Right.
This is what happens because you forget to call on you, which is the Lord, which is your mind, because that's the servant willing and ready to serve you and help you. All you got to do is call on it. But they gave us religion to say, call on something outside of you,
absolutely,
which takes that so-called superhuman nature from you, because it's already in you. Mind is the manifestation of universal deity, is that which is greatest within you. That's just what it is that which is greatest in you. It has served you. Let it serve you more. That's the way your mind works. It is the greatest in you, and it has already served you. Let it serve you more, for that is its action according to law. And according to universal law, that's what your mind is for, is a servant, ready and willing to serve you.
Okay.
So let it, because it has before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so because it's a ready servant, the resources of this servant, which is the mind, are beyond limit. It is ready, willing, and able to help. It has ingenuity, or how you say that?
Right.
Ingenuity.
Ingenuous, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. Beyond belief. It's real. It is mind. It's action. It's thought. It is the telepathic, or let's say it is the telepathy that carries influence without the spoken or written word. That's just what the mind is. Without you writing it or speaking it, it carries the influence.
Okay.
That's how powerful mind is. Without you writing or speaking it, it's going to do it regardless. It's going to carry that influence. That means you don't have to say nothing. The mind is like, it's done. It knows what you're going to ask of it to do. All you got to do is just ask it to do it.
Oh, wow.
That's because it all deals with inner. You know what I'm saying? They want to tell us to reach out and touch someone. We always got to reach outward and ask for help or ask for all this other stuff, which limits our ability, and it makes the servant not a servant, which
not
is
a servant,
the mind.
Right.
It makes the servant like, you know, a mind. What did it say? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Absolutely.
So just imagine that that's what it does. That's what happens when you don't go in and ask the mind to get it done for you. That's what happens. And then the mind would send you its helpers in peace or whatever the thing is. It can get you out of poverty. It can get you out of hardship or sickness or despair. It can get you out of all that if you focus in on that servant.
Okay. Can I ask you, so can you tie that in with how you'll be judged based upon your habits then?
Well, from what I understand, universal law is that you judge yourself. That goes back to the way that the mind works. And because you fashion that character based on a thought and an action which permit to become a habit, then you must, whether it's good or bad, agreeable or disagreeable, then you must also still abide by the result. So because of the result, it's up to you whether or not you would say it would be agreeable or disagreeable. You would be your only judge because you are the one that created that character.
Next question. So as God, you do judge yourself. Okay, that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, because you do, because you created the character.
Mm-hmm.
You molded the thought. You put the thought into action and gave it a habit.
Okay.
So, and because it's good or bad, you still have to abide by the result. Now, you can go back to the drawing board because we're drawing. You're still creating this character, and sometimes you don't get it right the first time. That's why we hurry to correct our mistakes. Every time we make a mistake, that was part of creating a character.
Absolutely. Hey.
And if we don't like that character, we have an eraser at the end where we can just erase it, even though we still abide by the result. But that doesn't mean that the result is like the never-ending story. Because when they gave us the saying, let us make man after our likeness and after our image and after our likeness, that's actually you creating your character. So you have that giving mind authority to go back and say, I did not like that thought. I did not like the action that came with it. I did not like the habit, and I damn sure didn't like the result. So now you're back at the beginning, let's say Genesis, where you are fashioning a whole new character that could be possibly in a greater image than the last one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Don't kick your ass for it, but it just makes sense that you would go back and design a whole new character based on a thought, based on an action that ends in a habit, and hopefully you can reap the result that you wouldn't mind abiding by.
And so with you saying that, then we should all know that it logically doesn't make sense to forgive a person or even forgive yourself if it was all a part of the
fashioning of that person's character. Yes, because everybody has to eventually start to design their new character. Most people, and like we had on the show earlier, where I think it was Teflon, you weren't here on the show, but I think you listened to it, where Teflon said that really men cheat because they were It's been implanted in them to do that, right? So because, let's say, someone like Teflon knows that someone else fashioned and put their thoughts in that person being, which became an action, which became a habit, right?
Right.
It will be only ignorant for that human being because remember, you still have to abide by the result. It'll be ignorant of them not to erase that character. If you gotta erase that character and create a one that's in the image and after the likeness of that department that connects to your soul, that is that universal mind.
Okay.
Because you have the right. You have an eraser at the end of your fucking pencil. They didn't give you that eraser to put on the back of an earring because you can't find the goddamn stud for the back of it. You know what I'm saying? The eraser is very important because you can always erase. You can always start to design a new character based on your ability, based on the mind gave you or the universal knowledge gave you that power to design a whole new being. That's why most people have designed a whole new being. They were the God that fashioned themselves after the likeness of their thoughts. We all are. And most people who design themselves as if it is the best thing smoking, other people was come to them whom they known prior to their new designing, their new image, and
right.
They'll say, what happened to you, man? You changed. You don't do this no more. You don't smoke no more. You on some other shit now. They can tell that is a new character that bought out a thought that turned into an action and that became a habit, and they are reaping a result which appears to be agreeable to them as the God or the deity, but disagreeable to those who expected them to be that same person, you know what I'm saying, that may have had disagreeable ways, but it was not good for the God that created them. It was good for those that was amongst those disagreeables they liked them, and they later said, man, what happened to you? You changed, and you have to now start telling people, I fashion myself now. I have a new character, a new thought. I do new actions, and I have a new habit. It's totally different from that other shit. Whoever you met then, that I destroyed that species or that vessel or that character. That character is no longer exists, but you are the character. You are outside yourself, yet fashioning a character based on your thoughts. So if someone says, you know, as far as forgiving and stuff, it takes that person to build a new character based out, and then that character have a thought that becomes an action and that later becomes a habit, whether it's agreeable or disagreeable. Most people don't know how to erase that shit. They tend to be the same person, even though they done said they sorry 1,000 times, but they keep doing the same shit. That's because it's the same character, the same thought, the same action and the same habit that they're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Go ahead. Listen, hold on, Donnie. Let me say this. Pretty obviously, you ain't saying nothing. We're gonna take a short break and come right back. Does that make sense? We'll be right back. We're gonna take a short break.
Would someone please hang that phone up? Thank you.
Work at night, but this is we have to figure out how the mind actually works, so that way we are able to design and fashion our character just by thought, which is important because, again, the mind could get you out of any situation. It could get you out of sickness, hardship, poverty. It could also help someone else. Your mind is so powerful because it's part of the universal connection. It's still something. It's kind of like the water. Everybody has it. You can partake of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's an inexhaustible wellspring, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I apologize for all these short pauses and breaks, but I physically work late at night, and so a lot of my clients like to call me at night because I can talk better at nighttime than I can do any other time of the day. But let's get there.
I would say that definitely, you know, people need to be aware. But I would say I think it's actually really important to be aware of your subconscious thoughts. If you could actually...
Well, the only thing about it is that when they gave us the word or when we first got wind of subconscious, let me explain the subconscious, and I've explained it millions of times, but people use it and don't understand what it is, and then we take it and we just say subconscious thoughts. But first and foremost, the subconscious area that takes place in your brain or in your day-to-day travels, what happens with the subconscious that it interplays with your dreams. Do you understand? In other words, okay, it's kind of like this, okay? Let's say in the morning when you woke up, you did your normal ritual, brush your teeth, wash your face and all that type of stuff, and then got dressed, washed your ass, got in the car, and went driving on to work, okay? Then did the same thing that you normally do, your whole ritual from the time you wake up to the time you go to rest. Does this make sense? Because I don't want to walk it through all the way, right?
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to go to rest. And let's just say your subconscious, mind you, your eyes pick up everything that you're not even conscious of. Do you understand? Okay, it's kind of like the computer. That's why they fashioned the computer off of or the replica of the human brain. It's because it's going to pick up cookies. It's going to pick up what you don't even know you've been on. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's your subconscious. It starts to, it picks up things consciously that you don't see, that you're not literally looking at. So what happens when you go to rest, anything that took place within 72 hours, it manifests in your dreams. That's why some people have dreams that don't make sense. For an example, you just so happen to be walking downtown as you normally do on your lunch break. If y'all can follow me, just visualize somebody walking downtown. They passed a woman in a red dress. Unconsciously, they didn't pay attention to the chick, but they saw the chick. You understand how this works?
Mm-hmm.
A few moments later, they see a dog standing at the traffic light. So what happened 72 hours during that 72-hour time frame, you go to rest, and next thing you see is a dog in a red dress.
Okay.
That's your subconscious. And your dream and your subconscious are the interplay. So it builds like a fictitious world. That's your subconscious. So consciously, you're looking or you're seeing where you're headed, but on the subconscious level, your mind or the rapid eye movement or your eyes is picking up the woman that just passed you in a red dress and the dog sitting there. And it logs it into your subconscious. Again, the computer brain is just like yours. So consciously, you know that you are going on blogtalkradio.com, right?
Right.
Consciously, you know that. But there are other things that you do not know that's going on that your subconscious of your computer is picking up. That's why they ask you to clear your cookies and clear your history and clear all of that stuff because you ain't seen none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That clears up space. That's why they ask you got to free up space and dump them cookies. Consider them cookies your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to pick up things that you're not conscious of. That's why it's called the subconscious. It's not the unconscious. It's just a subconscious. It's like another reservoir that dumps everything that you didn't pay attention to, basically, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so thus you act it out from 72 hours. That's why people wake up and be like, man, I had a crazy-ass dream, man. And when people tell me they have a crazy-ass dream, and then I have to ask them, tell me the dream, and then I have to take them back 72 hours, and then they'll say, God damn it, that's what it was, because I did see that movie, and I was over my grandmama's house, and she did have this. That's why, because I have to tell people, some of the dreams that you have are your subconscious, just picking up shit and just making it out to be a movie for you when you go to rest, and it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to go back into your files, a.k.a. like your computer, into your history and find out where all that you go to make sense of what is considered your dream.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the subconscious. So, you know, but when we use the word subconscious, that's why I have to put it in the best perspective it's supposed to be in, because even we would say our subconscious thoughts and all this type of stuff, the real deal is that you don't have a subconscious thought. It's just the interplay of your physical reality and your conscious mind. It picks up everything, and it stores it in the subconscious area or the subconscious department of your brain, and it plays it out in your dreams. There's nothing greater. The subconscious is nothing great. It just plays. It just plays with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It plays itself out in your dreams, basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why people have to delete their cookies. Or figure out where did the sub, because your mind picks it up. Your eyes pick up things like your computer does that you're not even conscious of.
So the what happened and the why did I do this and why did this happen, what word do you call that?
We call it, as a scientist, those are the questions that we were actually taught to ask.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
What is the outcome of this? What it's like trying to figure out the cause that caused the
cause
effect.
The effect, absolutely.
But you know what I'm saying? But because we like to figure out the cause and the effect, we don't go before the cause that caused the effect. We don't deal with the cause that caused the effect. So when you learn to deal with the cause that caused the effect, then you will really know why and what and when and how that happened. Because it's the cause that caused the effect. They never taught us the cause that caused the effect. They only told us there was a cause and the effect. But there's a cause that caused the effect. And remember, your mind is also part of the cause that caused the effect. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example. This is a real story, real life situation. A good friend of mine, right, when she realized that question, when she asked herself that question that you asked, why did this happen, why is this, and how did that, she had to go back and design a better character based on her answer. And I'll tell you what happened. She has children, and the children were getting on her nerves, and this happened so many times, and she would say, God damn, I just need a break from you motherfuckers. Next thing you know, she'll go to jail. Right? So one particular day, I mean, the girl had been to jail so many times saying that, but one day she realized the cause that caused the effect. She said, I got to stop saying I need a break because every time I say it, I go to jail. So it was the cause that caused the effect. It wasn't the cause and the effect of how she went to jail. She realized cause she kept saying she need a break is really the reason why she went to jail. It wasn't that she got in the argument with her baby dad and the police came and locked her up. Do you see?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So most people would say, well, why are you in jail? Because goddamn me and a nigga got to fight, and next thing you know, the goddamn police locked me up. So she, that was her cause and her effect for many years.
Yeah.
That's all she would say. Until she went back to the drawing board to find out the cause that caused the effect, and she came to me and said, cause I keep saying I need a break is the reason why I go to jail. It doesn't really matter about the second cause, because it's the first cause that caused the cause that caused the effect.
So simply put, that goes perfectly with as a man thinketh or speaketh, shit.
So shall it be. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, again, that's how the mind works. Its action is thought. It is the telepathy that carries influence without the spoken or written word. It doesn't even matter. It's telepathy. It's still going to carry the influence. It's still thought first. You know what I'm saying? It's still thought that manifests into words, but it's still, whether it's spoken or written, it's still going to carry the influence.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's just the only, that's just you minding your mind, understanding how your mind works. So it says that, you know, it is the strange sense that warns you of impending danger. That's how powerful mind is. It's that strange sense. It's a strange sense that warns you that danger is pending. And it tells you what is agreeable and what is disagreeable. No matter how gigantic or complicated your problem may be, the solution of it is somewhere in mind and thought. It doesn't even matter. The solution of it is still in mind or in thought. So it will tell you of impending danger. That's why so many people say, my mind told me not to motherfucking leave the house today. You see? You see how this works?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why people say, my mind told me. And thing, and you knew, you felt it. You was already, it had already informed you of impending. That's how powerful. First of all, the mind, or M-I-N-D, mind, consider that as the all-seeing eye. And everyone has access to the all-seeing eye, the all-seeing, what's the word, voice, or the all-vocal voice, because you can hear it sometimes tell you.
Because the mind is endless, so it's universal. Everybody partakes of it. So it will give you a heads up on what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not discriminate to everybody. So let me put that on record. It's like, is it only, what about the Caucasians? No, the mind does not discriminate. It's universal. It doesn't discriminate. Everybody has it. No matter where you go, what race person that you speak to, how old, how young, how rich, or how poor, they will still tell you the same thing that you know, and they will tell you the same experience that you've had, and that is the same thing, and that would be my mind told me not to do it or not to go or not to have. You know, everybody have that same goddamn experience. There's not a person on this planet, young or old, rich or poor, good or bad, has a mind or access to mind that already warns them of impending danger.
Yeah. And the,
there's
the,
not. There's not a person on this planet can say that.
And the common word for that is, you know, intuitiveness, I think, because I run into a lot of people that's like, you know, I'm just not as intuitive as certain people. And I'm like, well, of course you are. You just have to mind your mind. You know what I'm saying? You have the same things that I have in me, you have in you. You know what I mean? So they just call it, you know, they just call it by a different name, which is intuitiveness. And, you know, I believe
absolutely
to pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sit and I wonder, like, well, if I can just go a little deep, like, you know, well, if all these so-called destructive things are going on in the world, and I wonder, well, how the hell are we going to get these people off the planet? You know, if I have the power to decide and the next man has the power
to decide. Well, that's not even you know what? That's not even the real purpose. The purpose is you minding your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not like this is not to beat you up. We've watched and we've been indoctrinated to watch so many movies that everybody's supposed to go out and save everybody. The only way it works, because if everybody literally tap into or go back inside themselves as God or deity and don't separate themselves as, you know, God or deity or the president or the government or the on high or whatever, the ancestors, when you separate yourself, you actually lose the power of mind, right? So to add to your what you said about, excuse me, saving the people and drinking Dr. Pepper for the first time. This is what happens when you drink Dr. Pepper and shit. I should have drunk a beer because a beer is safer to drink than a soda, but, you know, my daughter ain't 21 yet. I sent her to go get
Girl,
me.
Girl, why so, heard they put blood in beer, but keep going.
Well, they even said that in Coca-Cola, but who cares? It's blood
in beer. I know, right?
Okay, but no matter how gigantic or complicated your problem may be, and this is for whatever the problem is, because as we are on this planet, we are problem solvers. Does that make sense?
Of course.
We are problem solvers. We are here to solve our problems. If it happens to be one, we are here to solve it. The solution of it is somewhere in mind or in thought. Remember, the majority of your problems your problems are basically outward, but your solutions are inward because it's in the mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's why some people can walk you out of, or better yet, some people can solve your problems but can't solve their own.
Yeah.
Because they're using their mind and not their heart or their feelings. That's why they're good problem solvers at other people's problems. Everybody is good at that. If I had a problem right now, everybody would call in and say, all you got to do is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
But when they have their own problem, they're governing, they're striving to find a solution by way of the heart, the emotion.
Agreed.
And not the mind, because the mind is universal. The mind is the most powerful motherfucking source on this goddamn, in this universe.
Uh-huh.
And it has the answer and the solution, and mind is thought. That's why they say mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. And remember, your mind, your heart is not the servant willing to serve you. Mind is your servant willing to serve you. All you got to do is ask for help. the solution does exist, and since it does, mind can find it for you. That's how powerful it is. If there is a problem, trust me, the problem would not exist if it wasn't a what? Solution.
If it wasn't a solution, absolutely.
That's right, and it's like this. There's no such thing as good if there wasn't a what?
Bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a right if there wasn't a
wrong.
So if there is a problem, know always that it is a solution. Soulfully thinking, duality, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those people are like, I just don't know. I mean, ain't nothing I can do, man. Ain't nothing I can do, boy. This is the... No, because the problem won't exist unless there's a solution. One plus one did not exist unless there was an answer to it.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So the solution does exist, and since it does, the mind can find it for you, whether or whatever it is necessary for you to know, whatever is still necessary for you to know, whatever it is necessary for you to do, you can know and you can do if you will just use this part of the God in you or deity within you, and the principle is the way. It's just simple. Just link the mind, then body. Link. Okay, go like this. Just link mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's all in your seed. It's that simple. Like the mind, okay, just do it this way. The mind is the product of spirit impressed on substance, the product of energy impressed upon soul. Mind is the only ethereal part of us which we are really directly conscious. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, like let's say that the show was once blank before it came on the air at 10 o'clock, right? So let's say the show was once a blank substance. Then the show came on, and it put an imprint upon it, and it can be likened to the action of spirit impressed on it. So the result is something that can be seen, that follows a definite design, that transmit this thought to you, is real simple. It's like a design. Everything is already, it really is design. You just got to find out the formula. That's why I always tell people, find the fucking formula. Find the formula. Not the conventional way of doing things. There is a formula to how to solve for X.
Well, and the first part, I mean, if I could just help anybody, you know, I would say that the first part, the first step is knowing that you have to use logic, reasoning, and deduction.
Exactly.
So that's like,
you gotta
before
have
you do
it.
Anything else, you got to be able to use or be willing to use logic, reason, and deduction.
Exactly. Because you got to be able to, like most people have to do, is actually go back to the beginning, which people feel like, you know, that'll take all day to strive to figure out how it happened. You know what I'm saying? What jump started. It still takes us back to the cause that caused the effect in certain situations. But always remember, not just you, Pretty, I know you know, but just as long as we don't forget this, that if there is a problem, there is a solution.
Yes.
And the mind or the thought actually has it. You have it. That's why everybody say the answers are in you. You are the answer. You are God. You are deity. You are your ancestor. You are whatever they said you were not, and thus you are told to worship that which what you are not, you are really. It is what you really are.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So the mind will, it will assist you like ISIS or assist ISIS. It will assist your thought or thought, T-H-O-T-H. It will assist your thought process if you will perform this experiment, okay? The experiment, you know, you want to give you a experiment?
Do I want
no,
to
we'll
give
move
you
on.
A I'm sorry.
No, we'll do an experiment at another time.
Okay. I'm about to say, yeah. Call the condom.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll do a experiment another time. We'll do a experiment another time. But that's just, you know, part of the, you know, the supreme triad is mastering. They, what they say, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
That's your supreme triad, which they gave, which they took away the supreme
mm-hmm.
triad
mm-hmm.
and gave us the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And then another thing to remember, once you know that there's logic, reason, and deduction, is that, damn, I lost my damn train of thought.
Go back. They'll give it to you.
Yeah.
That's how the mind works. Tell the mind to give it back.
Oh, snap. I lost it. It'll come right back. It'll come
right. But and the thing about it is that it will. All you gotta do is tell. All you gotta do is tell it come back. It'll come. It'll come. You want me to repeat what I said because you went from
yeah.
reasoning.
And
let's do it this way. The person yes. who does not realize the resources of mind will think that these, that what we're talking about sound like is a rash statement. But just look around you. Right? If you just
mm-hmm.
look around you. And the question is, where are all the black leaders or even white leaders? They are all gone. They're gone. The only one, God, stands the supreme being. Know then that science proves beyond question that in the realm of the deeper mind called subconscious mind are abilities even now unsuspected. Every human being possesses a mind that is at least dual in its works.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because it's still like agreeable and disagreeable, left and right, right or wrong, boy and girl. You know what I'm saying? Psychology usually refers to it as the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. This is
right.
kind of misleading, like I told you, as these terms were usually spoken as though it separates minds are really one mind and refer to its dual manifestation.
Okay.
So because when people say, you know, you have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, it separates the mind. But the mind is one. That's how they want to separate that shit. That's why so many people go around saying, well, you got the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. No, you fucking don't. You got mind. Mind is one
yeah.
big motherfucking inexhaustible wellspring. Kind of, sort of, if you can imagine. That's why the mind or mind, M-I-N-D, is nowhere on your body. Is nowhere on your body. And we were trained to point to our head. Like, you know what I'm saying, where's your mind? And the first thing you'll point to is your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you, if yeah. I ask you, where's your mind? You'd be like, my forehead. No, that's your forehead. God damn it. That's not your mind. That's your forehead. And as I said previously, that if you open up the diagram of the brain, right, open up the brain, go pull it up on Google, Google the brain, and you'll find each and every vessel that's in the brain and nerves and all this stuff that works.
Yeah.
Nowhere on the diagram of the brain's diagram of all these particular terms from the hippocampus area and all that shit, you don't find the mind nowhere. Go Google it real quick. Google a diagram of the brain and look at the different names and the joints or the muscles or the goddamn, what do you call that shit that the brain has, like different goddamn veins and whatever the fuck the brain has, tubes and shit going in it, whatever. But you won't find a diagram of a name or a line connected to something in that brain on the diagram that would say, this is your mind. It's
mm-hmm.
nowhere on your body. It doesn't really belong to you, yet you have access to it. It's not on you.
Can I go back real quick? I did remember what I was going to say. I was going to say, and it really probably doesn't even matter which order you put it in, but I think as long as a lot of people know that this great design that is going on right now that we see unfolding, it's designed for you to make it and to pass in life. It's designed for you to get it right and to figure it out and move, you know what I'm saying, and function very well. It's not set up for you to fail.
If it was set up, because that would be the cause that caused the effect. Because remember,
even let's put failure as if that is the problem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because if the problem is failure, then there's a solution for it.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in a sense that we all can agree that we failed at something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And if failure is a problem to you, then there's a solution
to that problem.
To that problem.
Yeah.
And the solution exists in the mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Because it's really, it don't matter whether it's agreeable or disagreeable, it doesn't even fucking matter. Failure is looked upon as bad, but if you mastered your mind and you mind your mind for the jewels of your soul, then your purpose is to make failure, find the problem in failing and make it a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of our failures are our greatest teachers.
Absolutely.
If we succeeded at everything, we still would know nothing. It takes a failure to explain success.
Hmm.
Because those that have failed will surely succeed. Because they know now what design, like you went back to the design of things, the way it was designed for them to fall, they know that they will never fall like that again. If
right.
the design or the structure presents itself again, if the problem presents itself again, they know exactly how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's like taking a test, the same test, three times and failing, they would know that they would have to do only one goddamn thing, and that's to change the answer. Stop
right.
putting the same shit down. Right?
That's right.
They would know that. So that means that they've mastered that test. It doesn't matter how many times they have to take the test and fail,
mm-hmm.
but as long as they finally pass the test would be the success.
Right.
And then they know the answer. Most people know the answers because they are failures.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they failed the test so many times. So when there's somebody who's now presented with the test, those failures become teachers. They're going to teach you how to pass the test if you listen, and they will give you the answers. Because they've already failed the test. That's why the saying is, you may not win, but you will never lose.
That's
and
right.
the reason why you would never lose is because you found out why you lost. Most people don't want to know why they failed or why they lost or why what the fuck the problem or what is the solution. They wouldn't know. They don't want to fucking know that.
Mm-hmm.
But because you know that you may not win, but you'll never lose, it's because your job is to find out the cause that caused the effect of why you lost, not because you decided to run the race with your unlucky tennis shoes on.
Mm.
That ain't it. That's the cause and the effect that you want to say, cause I didn't put on my lucky shoes is the reason why I lost the race.
Right.
But a person that can digest that concept and say, well, wait a minute. Before I had these lucky shoes, I was winning every race.
Winning everything.
So they know at that point, they know that that's not the fucking reason. That's not the cause that caused the effect. They have to go to the cause to find the cause that caused the effect because they know they done won before they even came out with their lucky shoes.
Right.
Now they have to figure out the cause that caused the effect. They got to know what they did and how they did it. They have to learn from every situation. That's why even in what is considered hardship, sickness, or whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever the problem is, big or small, your job is to find out the cause that caused the effect.
Right.
It's not always the cause and the effect. You'll lose it. You have to repeat that shit again until you get the answer. And I'll tell you one thing, back to the sister that mastered that particular problem in her life, going to jail every time she say, I need a break, she ain't been back to jail. So she passed that test.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
So even our failures help us. Our problems help us become problem solvers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are only taught to want good. I mean, good shit. Who wants bad shit if life could be like Walgreens, you know? But we have to have it because it makes us God. It makes us superhuman. It separates us from the mortals. And it makes us immortal because we're able to look at a failure, the same type of failure, and let's do it this way. We're able. Let's say you have an immortal being, okay, and you have a mortal human being and an immortal human being. Right. Yet they are about to experience the same thing, and that same thing is they lose their job.
Okay.
Okay, they both experience it. The mortal would lose its mind. The immortal would sit back as a scientist. Remember, it would lose its mind, but the immortal would say, mind, I need your help. Go out and find me a better, badder, more easier, convenient motherfucking job.
Right.
And it then will allow its mind, because mind you that the mind is endless. That motherfucker can go everywhere and be at 50 million places at one time. So while that immortal being sends the mind out as a servant willing to serve him, and the mind says, okay, what is it that you want to do? Shit, somewhere behind a goddamn desk answering the goddamn phone, maybe like goddamn 10 minutes away from me. The immortal being has now created work for the mind to do while it goddamn, fuck it, go on Facebook or go visit friends.
Right.
Finally got time to enjoy life for a minute while the mind tells it where it needs to go once it comes back with the solution.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's
yet,
right.
The mortal being is losing its mind, it's out of its mind. The mind is out of control with the mortal being because the mind and the body and the soul are one. They're all linked. So the mind is running around. You imagine a little nigga running around
right.
In the mortal mind like, what the fuck are we going to do? How the fuck are we going to do? Oh, my God. What's the fuck? How the fuck am I going to pay my bills? Oh, my God. They just find my ass. And then it starts to make its jurisdiction or his decision based off of external things, such as we got to find a job. So now it's just the body and the mind sits there. Mind you, it's a service, so it doesn't matter. So the mind says, well, that's what you want to do, go do it. So the motherfucker goes all around town to find a goddamn job, and every door it slams in his face. Meanwhile, the immortal being is probably playing spades on the phone. Talking to his mom, ain't heard from his mom in a long time. Kicking back, took time out to go see his mama in goddamn New York. They live in goddamn California or some shit. Enjoying life for a minute. Mm-hmm. It gets finally, the mind comes forward and says, here's what we got. And the mind leads the immortal being to the right place at the right time. And now the motherfucker got the right shit that it asked the mind to get.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a mortal being and an immortal being. An immortal being gets everything it wants, even though it goes through the same problems that mortal beings go through.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because that they mastered their mind. Mm-hmm. They mind their mind for the jewels of their soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And we all go through it. It don't even matter. But that's how you can separate mortals from immortals.
Yeah.
Because an immortal, it looks like it's just wasting time here on this planet, but it sent its mind out on a mission, not the body. It sends that mind out to go get it. Do you understand how this works?
Yeah.
Exactly. It sent the mind out. So while the mind is busy, because the mind can be busy, you can enjoy life. Instead of worrying, trying to figure out, especially, and one thing I realized is that a lot of things, we are beyond our frail, manipulative powers. You understand? That's why problems exist in our life, because we didn't have the power to keep problems away. Do you understand how this works?
Yes.
That's why it doesn't matter how rich you are, how white or black you are, how religious you are, you can't keep problems away from you. You're not that powerful. That's why we are really all equal, yet we are separated only because of the mind and how we use it.
That's right.
That's what separates us. It doesn't separate us with race. It doesn't separate us with wealth. It doesn't separate us with age. It doesn't separate us with beauty. It doesn't. It separates who you are based on how you are utilizing your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whew. What you call it says, when you want something, your mind does go get it. The mind moves back to go forward. Yes, it does. Because the mind is the mind is powerful. I swear to God, when you start, I swear to mind. Let me start saying it that way. I swear to mind. But no, but seriously, the mind is so powerful that once you start to actually utilize your servant, it'll work for you. It don't matter what it look like you doing, just whatever you do, don't call that motherfucker back because you done got impatient. Most people, that's why people say, you need to make up your mind. So can you imagine the mind being a human being? And let's say this human being is called your assistant instead of your mind, okay? Can we do it that way for a minute so for people could actually grasp? Yeah, okay. Okay, so your assistant comes in and say, hey, is there anything? No. First of all, your assistant don't say shit. You have to call your assistant in your office because that's the way the mind works sometimes. So you call your assistant in your office and say, look, I needed you to get me 400 flyers, and I need you to get me 400 flyers that say I love you on it. So your assistant writes it down and says, got it, and it goes out to get it. You call it back right before it walks out the office and say, wait, fuck that. Fuck them 400 flyers, knowing that you need it, but you're not sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck that. Better yet, give me 400 posters that say I love you. Okay, so your servant, assistant says, okay, fine. Write that down. Scratch out that and write down 400 posters that says I love you. So it begins to go out. And you call it back. Wait, come back. Fuck that, man. That shit ain't going to work. Give me 400 business cards that say I love you. So your assistant scratch that out and write 400 business cards that say I love you. You know how long that takes? You know? And then you call it back, though. Wait a minute, come back. Nah, fuck that. That shit ain't going to work. Better yet, just go get me a goddamn burger from McDonald's.
Right?
And that is the one time you don't call that goddamn assistant back and say, nah, fuck that, I don't want that. I want a salad from goddamn Chuck E. Cheese. No, you will allow your mind to get you that goddamn burger. But the objective was to get the 400 initial cards out,
right?
Flyers out that said, I love you. So remember, whatever you tell your assistant to do, it's going to do it. And whatever you stop your assistant from doing, it's going to stop doing it. And whatever you cannot make your mind up to tell your assistant what to do, your assistant is not going to know what to do. That's your mind.
Right.
That's your mind right there. That's why most people have to, when they say you got to get something and stick to it, that's what that means. Because your mind is a servant ready and willing to serve you, which goes back to what Wester College said is, when you want something, your mind does go get it. That is the truth. Don't call that motherfucker back. That's why, here's another saying, once the decision is clear, the doing becomes effortless.
Right.
The majority of human beings on the planet is indecisive. That's why they don't know what to do, and that's why it's a hard time doing it. But once your decision is clear, the doing becomes effortless. Thus, we do without doing, and everything gets done.
Everything gets done.
Yeah, that's what that means. Once you've made a decision, it's clear, it's effortless. That's why the immortal being can go and see his mother
once after being fired, go play spades with some of the friends that they've been putting off because job had them tied up.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is running around trying to find a goddamn cheese. While the immortal being went to send his mind on a task to find something closer to home, more pay, and not hard work. Thus is ready to take the position. Because while your mind is out there creating that motherfucking world for you, designing it strictly for you, is when you can finally take your position in it. Because you ain't bothering your assistant. You're not calling that motherfucker when it's just about to go get you the job. You call that motherfucker back and say, nah, fuck that. Fuck that, I don't want that goddamn shit, man. Goddamn, nah, it ain't going to work, man. This shit just ain't going to work. Because that's how the mind is. The mind will say, okay, then if it ain't going to work, then what the fuck you want me to do now? Indecisiveness. But the mind is powerful. Just mind your mind for the juice of your soul. Supreme triad, baby.
This is powerful stuff.
Yes, Sir Cherry said that the mind can transcend, ascend, descend. It can do all of that.
Everything, yeah.
That's how powerful it is. So that's why, you know, it's not, that's why when we look at most humans, right, or mortals that have not mastered their mind, and we just look at them like, man, you just don't get it, do you? We all have the same problems. It's just that you're not getting the solution. Everybody go through the same shit. Hell, goddamn LeBron, fucking car got repoed. How many people can raise their hand right now and say, mine did too? So
right.
We are all one. We all go through the same shit. You know, rich or poor, black or white, fat or ugly. The difference is how you mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. It's determining the outcome of your situation. Goddamn shit. I was watching Love and Hip Hop. Regardless of the cause, but Love and Hip Hop, Swiss Beatz, who left his wife, Mashonda, for whatever her name is, Alicia Keys,
mm-hmm.
houses in foreclosure.
Right.
How many motherfuckers on Littleville, in Littleville, houses in foreclosure?
Right.
There is no fucking difference. There is no escaping a problem. And don't think that the money would end your problem, because look
right.
at what these niggas with money are going through. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
They got, you know, they still go through the same shit. Did his mama get locked up? My mama got locked up last year.
Okay.
How many people mama got locked up?
Niggas be acting like they special because they going through something or something like that.
Well, no, it's just that we forget that no one is immune to fucking problems. There's not a motherfucker on this planet that can honestly say, I've been on this planet for 40 years and I've never had a problem.
Right.
That's bullshit. It's just that it separates the mortal from the immortal. That's all. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It makes perfect.
You see, everybody has the same issues. It's just how you deal with it. It's just how the mind works. You know, and if you watch, let's say if you sit back and watch, I was about to give an example of so-called Celebrityville to your Ville. It's the same thing. It's just the same thing happens. That's why if people can stamp money out of their mind, like if I had the money, I wouldn't be in this situation, and all this type of shit, or if money could end your problems, that ain't it. Because remember what they say, more money, more problems, right? And only because, and no money, more problems as well.
Right.
It's problems are always going to come because we are designed to solve problems.
We are designed to deal with problems as a scientist in our life. That's all. And if you mastered your mind, then the mind will be the solution to your problem. You know what I'm talking about? Why thoughts are things? Do you know?
Why are thoughts things?
Why thoughts are things? I'm asking everybody this. Can anybody give me the answer? Why thoughts are things?
Can I say one, because your mind created it?
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, suppose I were to hand you a piece of paper and ask you to write on it a beautiful thought, right?
Right.
Now I ask you to light a match and set the paper on fire and burn every last bit of it until it is all consumed.
I see where you're going, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, is the beautiful thought you wrote destroyed, is my question?
No.
No. Is it gone?
No.
Or does it still exist?
It totally exists.
Is it still a thought?
Not at the moment, no.
Is it not as beautiful as before?
It's just as beautiful.
Exactly, because all you destroyed was the physical paper holding the symbols or the written words that embodied that thought.
Right.
The beautiful thought that you created will exist in your mind long after the goddamn paper went away, long after the paper turned to ashes. It still will exist. You created something when you conceived that beautiful thought. Whatever is created in the department of your mind exists forever. Remember that. So it doesn't matter what, that's why the answer is thoughts are not a thing. It's not. It only becomes a thing if you put it on something. But if I tear that something up, you still have your thought. It still exists. It's not going anywhere.
All right. It's an interesting perspective.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So now we about to, I think I got 10 minutes before we take off. If anybody wants to listen to the next hour of the show, you have to Skype in. I don't know if you can still Skype in with the new BTR updates. You can either Skype in or get your boarding pass. Now, it's the same format. The mothership is about to take off, or the mind ship, 347-884-9239. That's your boarding pass number, man. You got to call in to hear the next hour of the show. You got 10 minutes to call in before the motherships take off. All right? The Supreme Triad. Now, all right, I'm going to talk about the wealth of your mind, how wealthy that motherfucker is, okay, because the mind is extremely wealthy. We can actually talk about that once we take off.
Okay.
Or I can touch on a little bit, or better yet, I'll give you a chance to add, you know what I'm saying, and then we'll go into how wealthy your mind is.
Okay.
So we'll just build on what we got for now. We'll wait until in 9 minutes before the mothership take off and build on the wealth of your mind.
I mean, you know, I like that, what you just said, now that I've got a chance to think about it and stuff like that, about the thoughts really on a thing, unless you put it on something.
Mm-hmm.
It still exists.
Exactly. And even if that something is destroyed, the thought still exists. That beautiful thought that you created will exist in your mind long after your brain or the recording machine called your brain is crumbled in dust. Because the mind is where it keeps everything. The mind is the creative thought process. It will create a new life for you. It will create new people in your life, new person, new places, new things. That's just how powerful mind is. thinking?
Yeah, now I'm thinking like, well, why the hell, you know, is everybody running around talking about thoughts or things then?
Huh?
I'm trying to pick that apart now, like why do you have a lot of people walking around talking about thoughts or things?
Are you saying things or deeds?
Things. I hear a lot of, you know, metaphysic teachers and other type of...
Did you say things or
yes, things.
I can't say, huh?
Things. Yes, thoughts are things.
Oh, thoughts are things?
Yes.
Thoughts are, well, things are a thought manifested in the physical form.
Right. Right.
That's what it is. Like someone had to have a thought first to create a white house and called it the White House.
Right.
So it was a thought first manifested in a physical thing. But even if they destroy the White House, the thought would still exist.
True. The thought, yeah, I agree with that.
Right. And you know how you know? Let's take people. People die, so they say.
Uh-huh.
But the perception of the thought of that person still exists, which means they're still alive. If it is true that when you're dead, you're gone, then shouldn't the thoughts or the remembrance of that person leave the people that are still living?
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah.
It should take away every fabric of that person, should it not?
Yep.
Which means they even lied to us, telling us that when you're dead, you're gone. Dead is dead. Dead means that it should not even exist in my mind of the person. All that shit should be removed, which means they lied.
Whew.
You see?
Yeah.
Because as long as you have the thought exists, thus that person does as well. The physical, regardless of if they are so-called buried 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
It's still the thought of them exists. That's power.
Absolutely.
Ain't that some shit? That's some powerful shit there, ain't it?
Yeah.
The mind is a powerful drug. It's powerful. That's how it works. You know? So.
My bad.
Let's realize this before the leadership take off. Realize this. The only difference between you and the savage races from the caves still on earth today is the difference in mental development.
Correct.
From the war of 10,500 years ago to the gigantic luxury liners of today is only a step in the development of mind as reflected in mankind. From the troglodyte man living in slimy or slimy holes in the ground to cliff dwellers to tremendous and wonderful modern cities built by mortals today is only another step in mind development. From the medicine man and his strange ceremonies to the modern physician and his magical drugs is only a short step.
Uh-huh.
The time is at hand when the healing power of mind is being directed to overcome many physical ills. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. It has to make sense, right? We about to take off. Y'all got 3 minutes to call in to hear the next hour, the mothership or the mindship. Please believe it. The Supreme Triad. You know what I'm saying? We're building, you know what I'm saying, on the inner you and not the outer you. You know what I'm saying? Something that I always wanted to actually build on, to actually awaken the consciousness to the point that we are all conscious of creating a character by way of mental thought. It's a mind process. Because one thing I know that the majority of human beings have been programmed to do, and that is not to think a thought.
I know.
And bring it into action. and later become a great habit. It, the majority of our habits, the majority of our actions, and the majority of our thoughts are telepathic influences. And not our own. So let's get there. I see your hand, all ones. Oh, shoot. Pretty, do me a favor, man. Get into the switchboard just in case, please.
All right.
You mind? Can you?
Absolutely.
Hurry up. You got 1 minute. All right, man. I see your hand, all ones. We got 90 seconds. I see your hand, all ones. We about to take off the mothership or the mind ship. Certainly the mothership is about to take off and running.
Well, all right. Dodger, citizens of the universe, recording. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down.
Don't enter my chat room, man. I can't get in.
Get it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Zeus, Zeus, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Mothership. What do you say? Even your memory bank haven't gotten this far.
Mm.
Yeah, I just heard that, man. I hear something new every time I play the Funkadelics.
Uh-huh.
Mothership. I hear something new every time. You know what? Are you in the chat room?
It says that you closed the chat room.
I didn't. It closed itself.
Well, well.
Ain't that a bitch? Well, anyway, who cares, right? See if you can get back in the chat room, though. But anyway, as long as you're in the switchboard, it's all good. But, you know, I don't know if you're going to use both, but it said another user logged in, so it kind of, like, kicked me out. But as long as you're on the switchboard, it's all good. I feel better. All right, all ones, your mic is open. Let's run it, sweetheart. What you got? Anybody want their mic open, please push one on your keypad. Just, I do ask that you respect the show. Make sure you mute your background. If you want to add to this, talk about it. All ones, your mic open. Come on in.
Hey, Don, this is B.A.
Hi, B.A. How are you?
I'm
welcome
fine.
To the show.
Yeah. Glad to be here. I was real shocked that you was having it at night. But anyways, I wanted to say that I kind of disagree that the mind controls everything. For the simple fact that we know natural instinct can subdue thoughts and consciousness altogether. So I kind of disagree.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. So what do you have to bring forth to assist those that are minding their mind for the Jews of their soul?
Minding the mind, what do you mean?
Well.
Based on our conversation, the topic at hand and what we've discussed on how powerful mind is, yet you disagree, which is okay to disagree, then I'm asking, well, what is it that you can share? What is a medicine or a formula that can assist the human beings on this planet when it comes to their thought process?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I can state is the fact that I do believe that you have to be a critical thinker. You have to go. You have to seek knowledge where knowledge is due, and you can learn from any and everything. I mean, and that's really mostly about it. I mean, that's
right.
The best ways you can learn how to control your emotions. That's the best ways you can develop philosophy. That's the best ways that you can control just your nature altogether is really just knowledge, you know,
right.
Going out there and seeking knowledge. That's really about it. Like you stated, the mind is very powerful. I'm not arguing against that. The mind is very powerful. The mind is what leads people to the road of success, whether it be internally or externally. But when we state that the mind controls all action, very true. That's very true as well. But I do tend to disagree for the simple fact that we know that our natural.
You're not going to give me a simple fact.
Because you said for the simple fact. You know why?
You're not going to give me a simple fact.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, I'll listen.
You know why?
Don't say for the simple fact because you're not going to give me a simple fact.
Well, let me explain.
You're
going to
give me
a
complicated opinion, but you're not going to give me a simple fact.
Well, this is fact what I'm going to say. For the simple fact that when you know that you're doing something, you know, whether it be good or wrong, your instincts will tell you that, no, you shouldn't do this or you should do it, and then you allow yourself to basically do the very opposite, although your mind is telling you to do it.
Okay, which means that the mind knows something that the physical person who actually accessed mind, mind you that the mind is nowhere on your body anyway. It's a telepathic type of goddamn inexhaustible wellspring that exists, and everybody has access to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
But because something was giving to all human beings, and that is the will to disagree or the will to do whatever they want to do is the reason why. They always have to go right back to the mind and say, damn, my mind told me not to do it. Do they not make that declaration?
Yes, they make that declaration, but
which
that declaration
shows that the
also
mind,
states that the mind doesn't control action all the time.
Well, no one said that the mind controls action. The mind impedes danger. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
The mind can control action only if you are in tune with yourself, your higher self, which would be the conscious mind. If you are in tune with your higher self, that conscious mind, that means that the majority of your life from this point on, and let's say that you are in tune with your conscious mind, that when you go to and fro on your day-to-day, you will never make the testimony or the declaration, damn, my mind told me not to and I did. You would say, my mind told me and I didn't do it and I'm a bad motherfucker for listening. I'm the shit. Because you and the mind are one. That's why most people say you're fighting with yourself. When you're fighting with yourself because your higher self, which is your intellect, which is your intuitive side, your telepathic nature to entune yourself with the mind, which mind is designed to impede danger, to give you a heads up. You are in tune with all of that, then you are not in danger. And you're not going to lead yourself into danger because you are one with your mind. You are able to adhere to the danger that the mind tells you, don't do this, don't fuck with that person, don't do this, don't do that. And you're a bad motherfucker when you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
then you're able to sit, and that means that you don't have to abide by the result of your action. You don't have to
mm-hmm.
see it through. You just sit back and say, God damn. My mind told me that motherfucker wasn't to be trusted. I'm glad I didn't fuck with that person. So,
wouldn't you say that's natural instincts, though, not necessarily the mind?
Well, I tell you what. If you say instinct, and most people say gut feeling, but the majority of the people always say the damn mind. My mind told me. Nobody says, man, my instincts told me not to. Is that, I mean, regular people say mind. I mean, how many motherfuckers say mind? How many people say instinct? How many people say gut feeling? You find out that the majority of the motherfuckers say mind. Because they know it's mind that's telling them. They know that.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I kind of had to click over.
It's fine, but if you say instinct, that's fine. Whatever you want to call it. But if you haven't figured out how to obey your instinct, then your answer to what you gave me earlier about mind cannot necessarily control people or actions, then you're right, because people are free to resist.
Mm-hmm.
You are free to make the opposite decision or to do the opposite of what the mind had already told you.
Mm-hmm.
You are free to do that. That's why most people chase their ass over and over again, because they're not listening. Or they heard it, but they're not obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Christians are told to obey the Bible, but they should be telling Christians to obey their mind,
mm-hmm.
or their instinct, or their gut feeling.
What about people who smoke or drink alcohol, and they know it's wrong, they want to desperately stop, they're saying to themselves, I want to stop, but they just can't resist the urge? What do you call
that? It's the mind. Yeah, because you have to train your mind first. I mean, I know many people. I know a brother whose name I'm not going to mention, been trying to stop smoking ever since I met him. And he ain't figured out how to stop smoking. He hasn't figured it out, because that's what he wants to do. It starts with mind first. And one thing I learned, if it's something that you want to start or something that you would like to stop doing, you have to first change your character. And you have to start to create a whole nother world that pushes that habit out of your life. In other words, you have to give yourself another form of vice on this planet, because two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And the majority of people don't even really know why they smoke. If they say they just like cigarettes, or they don't know why they drink, or they just like to drink, that's not a good reason to do what you do. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
if it sound right, and I think it goes back to what Pretty said when she mentioned reasoning, and what was the other one, Pretty?
Logic.
Was,
Reasoning, logic, and deduction.
Exactly. Reasoning, logic, and deduction. So a lot of their reasons are based on because they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not sound right reason. It doesn't sound right. And the only way they're able to break a habit that they want to break, right, and if they think that it's bad for them, it doesn't matter if the people on the outside of them say, that's bad, you need to break it. No, if they know it's bad for them and they know they want to stop doing what they're doing, then they have to deprogram and reprogram and replace that deduction. They have to deduct now. They have to figure out, why did this thing occupy my space? That thing would be the habit. The space would be all that time that they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why has it been occupying my space? What is it that I need from this?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're able to replace it maybe with something of a good habit, or find something in the meantime that would suffice it of getting
mm-hmm.
rid of it. You understand?
But even people who try what you state, they still get compulsions no matter what.
Like who? Where they at? Call them up.
You want me to call their names?
No, I just want you to call them on the line. What do you mean?
I don't know people
like,
on Blog Talk personally.
Who tried what?
People that I know in my real life.
You talking about people who tried to get rid of something that they say is bad for them? Because,
mm-hmm.
see, in my world, I smoke, but cigarettes or smoking is not bad for me. And smoking for me is not a bad habit. So I like what I do. And to me, in my world, it's a great habit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not influenced by other people's thoughts or, you know, influential idea of smoking is bad for you. Smoking is not bad for me. It could be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly not bad for me, because I know everything that's bad for me. That's why I don't do it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
See, and like same thing I said about
that's
people
no
who
different
do.
From the idea that that's no different from the idea of what's good for me may not be good for you.
Exactly. Now, I like the way you gave the example. Like you said, let's say if a person want to stop smoking or drinking, they know it's bad for them, they tried everything they want to do, and it's a bad, they know. When you said that they know that it's bad,
mm-hmm.
and not that they were told it's bad, to know that it's bad, I think it's easy for them to drop it like a bad habit. But if someone is told that it's bad, but they like what they're doing,
mm-mm.
that's why it's hard for them to really break it, because someone else told them it was bad. And mm-hmm. they keep trying for the hell of it to please someone else's thoughts on it as being bad.
Mm-mm.
That's why. Because if you really want to analyze all your habits, nobody knows that your habits are good for you. They
mm-hmm.
only look at your habits as bad for you. They are already taught and programmed that certain habits are bad. So they want to come into your world and program you on the same goddamn shit. So now you are out of your mind, and your mind is out of control because you like it. But
mm-hmm.
everybody says it's bad for you. So now
mm-hmm.
you're having a fight between that which is real, which is your real truth or your real reasoning on what you like to do, versus someone else's who don't do it or haven't done it or assume based on Surgeon General's warning that it's bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can.
You're right, Jolly. Jolly said, like, yep. Like the chick who said all women need to stop fucking. Not me. Exactly. You're right. You see, I ain't finna say shit other than, yeah, you're right.
John, I thought your chocolate
because
was cold.
If fucking is good for you and you feel like that's a great fucking habit to have, then why should anybody come in between it and say that's a bad habit, you need to stop fucking?
Don.
Yeah.
I thought your chat room was closed.
It's up, but, I mean, I don't know why they kicked everybody out of my chat room. They told everybody to get the fuck out. Ain't number three people in there, and those three people you don't like, so ain't no need to be amongst your enemies. You know what I'm saying? But you could balance it out because the Grind Report in this bitch and Black Awareness back in. But, yeah, go ahead, Pretty. You want to add?
Nah, you good.
Sound like you eating.
You good. Yeah, this much. I agree.
Yeah, that's all it is. People figure that something is bad and they need to stop it. They have to figure out if they were told it was bad, but they like to do it. That's why I don't fuck with crackheads. I'm not going to go into a crackhead world and tell them they need to stop smoking crack.
I agree.
Because I can't. Because if it's good for them, then it's great for me. If it works for you, then it's going to work for you. Because you got
productive people
that smoke crack like they smoke cigarettes and they ain't fucking losing their jobs or none of that shit.
But I think and that's why we need to pray to our ancestors.
What?
Would you agree, Don?
Why is that? Why?
B.A. is just being fucking sarcastic right now. He
wanted
me to go.
I thought he was, but I was, you know,
Nah, you know B.A. If you don't know B.A. by now, you'll know when he is being for real and when he's playing. See, he does have a hidden sense of humor.
I know.
It's not evident like most people. But, so his sense of humor is hidden, so I know when he's playing, joking. So, I mean, hey, that reverend is going to pray at a gas station and ask God to lower the gas prices.
Oh, God, no.
So, it is. They probably doing it right now. While we talking about the mind, they just asking God to lower the gas prices. Not knowing that everything is mental. And I'm tell you what's going to happen. When they lower the gas prices, the reverend is going to get more people to come in the church.
Uh-huh. I saw that already.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll be like, see, it worked. And it may take a year for that shit to happen. But let's say they up it to let's say for the hell of it, $8 a gallon next year. They start to inch it up to $8 by the next year. And then drop that motherfucking 2000 and goddamn 13 back to 4. That motherfucker going to say, God answer our prayers.
Okay.
But it's still back at 4 when they started praying the first goddamn time about it. $4 a gallon. So, but the mind is powerful because once you design that person or that place or that thing, it manifests. That's what's so powerful about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the fucking truth. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I've literally done it. I've done it so many times, even though it already existed, but my mind showed me where it was, and it happened. The only time where I literally fashioned something that was in me, seriously, y'all, mentally, and it came out the way I fashioned it, was my daughter, Samantha. That's the only child that I fashioned in my belly. I wanted her hair a certain way. I wanted her skin tone a certain way. I wanted literally a real-life baby doll. And when she came out, that was the first thing they said, this baby like a fucking baby doll. And as she grew older, she still looks like a fucking baby doll. Now she's like a life-size baby doll. I literally fashioned her mentally. I literally grew her in my womb the way I wanted her to be, and I had time to do it. I spent 9 months fashioning her.
Mm.
And she came out the way I knew she would. And I had no idea that I actually had that ability, that it really fucking works, but the shit works. There's another time where all of us can certainly say that happened to us, and that is when we say, okay, I want to 3-bedroom house, I want an eat-in kitchen, I want a 2-goddamn-drawer-ass refrigerator, 2-door refrigerator, I want a walk-in shower and a separate tub, I want a big backyard, I want a 2-car garage, and all that type of shit. Next thing you know, you're in it. That's how you know that that's for you, and you will do whatever the fuck it takes, but they make it easy for you to get it?
Yep.
Exactly. Because it was yours anyway. So we've all had that experience. That's how the mind works. If you design it first, and your mind will come back and say, I'll tell you where it's at. Just follow me. And it'll lead you right to it.
Mm-hmm. That's true as hell.
That's just how powerful it is.
That's it on point.
Huh?
I said, yeah, that's it on point.
And I did it in a man, too. Because I did it in a man, too. I did it for my husband. I needed, and you know what? And I'll tell you what it was. And I did this while I was pregnant with my daughter. While I was fashioning her, I was fashioning a man. All at the same goddamn time. And I end up getting him later in life. He came later, like 9 months. The baby came later. So he came later, 9 months later. I mean, a couple of years later. But what I found out is that, of course,
as your mind is gathering all the necessary ropes and tools and magnets to draw that shit towards you,
mm-hmm.
you are also perfecting yourself so that you can be prepared for it.
Okay.
Because you don't want to fuck it up. That which what you created, you don't want to fuck that up.
Right.
And that's the truth, because that's even with, like, Sananda, like all my other children, I tell them, fuck no, fuck you. Nope, 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 you ain't get a goddamn thing. Fuck you, and fuck you. But when it comes to Sananda, it's like, hell yeah, bitch, what you want? Oh, bitch, right here, you got that. You got that. Because that's some shit I literally created. I know, but them other little three little motherfuckers, that was some shit, you know, that's some shit, that's a mixture of my DNA and the nigga DNA and they DNA. But that, you know, but for her, shit, that bitch get whatever the fuck she want. I don't want to fuck that up. Because I know that that's something that my mind created. And that's the same thing. So you can design it. And then one thing I learned, the way that the universe works, and pretty, you kept saying it, that reasoning, it has to sound right because the universe is still mind. So it has to sound right to the universe. Like, in other words, if you ask for something, right,
yeah.
or designing something or creating something and you ask that it be done a certain way, it has to sound right to the universe because it becomes like a boomerang. You send it out. They receive the request. If it sounds right, it comes back to you in this form that you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. So your request has to sound right. It has to have sound right. It has to sound right where, a.k.a. where the universe or the heavens or the mind can receive it. It has to sound right. Like most people don't even know what they want. What they want, they just want somebody to be with. You know what I'm saying? They say shit like, I want somebody to be at the house all the goddamn time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I want somebody, you know what I'm saying, to love me for me. Right? Like that. What the fuck does that mean? Do you honestly believe that that shit sound right to the universe?
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to dig into a character. Remember, because it goes back to the beginning where we talked about the mind is, you're the character. Let us make man after our image and after our likeness. So you're creating a character, then a thought, then an action, then a habit, whether it's agreeable or disagreeable, but you still have to abide by the result. That's the same thing when you're asking, let's say, to design a particular person. People ask, well, what is it that you want in a man? I just want a man to love me, not to cheat on me. You know, not to this, or, you know, all that fucking not sound writable shit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And then, but they don't say how long. Well, how long do you want the man to love you? Put a time on that. And how long do you want the man not to cheat on you? How about putting a time on that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll work, huh?
Shit,
you,
no.
You know what I'm saying? As long as we're together, let them love me and not cheat on me. But you have to deal with a character of a person. That's why when I designed, when my husband came in my life, before he came, I literally told my mind exactly what I wanted in a man, and it wasn't based on looks this time, thank God. I said, I want a man who's mastered the sex force. Because
yeah,
that
but,
way,
yeah.
that
you
nigga
logic.
Won't cheat. Because that way that nigga gonna think his dick
yeah.
is a pussy. That's what I said. I said I want a man that mastered the sex force. I also want a man to worship the ground I walk on. And by doing that, meaning before he departs, leave the house or leave me, he kiss my feet type shit. It's not a day go by where the nigga makes sure
yeah.
he bows at my feet and kiss my feet.
Yeah.
To show that it's still real. And we 7 years strong and this shit still going on. Ain't nothing changed. And I knew it was one out there. It reminded me of a movie called, I think it was called Practical Magic. Do y'all remember that with Sandra Bullock?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
God damn it, that's one of the good ones.
Yeah, when they were sisters and they were witches.
Right, and you remember when they were little, that one one fucked around and said some old crazy shit? Fuck it, give me a guy with one blue eye, one green eye.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's how I do my practical magic. Because I make it sound completely crazy, because then I know if that motherfucker is the one.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And that's with any and everything in my life, you know. Even if I needed to find out who stole my car, I would say, whoever stole my car, let the motherfucker be eating blueberry motherfucking ice cream, wearing an orange shirt and pink sneakers, and walk by me and say, hey, do you know what time it is?
Exactly.
And that be the nigga that stole my motherfucking car. The nigga walked, find his ass. He's walking, wearing the same shit, eat blueberry ice cream, pink shoes, ask me what time it is. And I say, nigga, you the motherfucker that stole my car.
All right.
And this is real life, because this has happened to me. You know what I'm saying? This is some real shit. You know, so I have to set the, we can always, remember, if there's a problem, there's a solution. Yep. The nigga drops the ice cream. Yeah, so it's just working the mind, because the mind, and what's so powerful about the mind will dress that motherfucker for you.
Mm.
The mind will dress that motherfucker for you, and your mind will tell that nigga, go get some ice cream and make it blueberry. Nigga got a craving for ice cream, wearing pink motherfucking tennis shoes, a blue motherfucking orange shirt, and goes into the ice cream parlor, gets the fucking blueberry ice cream. I'm minding my motherfucking business 3 minutes from the location that my car was stolen, pumping gas, this bitch nigga eating pop, eating ice cream, and asking me what time it is. The mind will dress that shit. Remember this. If there is a problem, the solution is in the mind. I got several stories with that. Probably be at, no, probably pretty clean in the damn kitchen.
Nah.
But that's how it works. This is real talk. I bullshit you now. I'm going to tell you a real story. Real life. Because I'm telling you what the fuck I know. I've been doing this shit for a long time, manipulating the mind and shit.
Yep.
About 2.5 or 3 years ago, I can't remember now, my store got broken into. This time, my stupid ass forgot to make a drop. I had about $500 in the cash register. I wasn't going to go but goddamn maybe 30 minutes and come right back. The back door was left open by the time I got back, kicked in. So what I do, I told my mind, or I told mine exactly what I need to know. And I need to know who the fuck is responsible for breaking in my goddamn store.
Okay.
And I told my mind, or the mind, I said, I want this motherfucker wearing an orange shirt, some motherfucking green jeans, and some brown fucking shoes. And I want that motherfucker come in my goddamn store.
Wow.
You know who came in my fucking store wearing an orange shirt and the brown fucking green pants and brown shoes?
Jolly Ali.
No, the fucking chief of police. And you know that motherfucker lied to me the whole time? Lied in my face. Come on, we found the dude.
Mm.
Been stealing cars since 1976, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, how old the dude? The nigga said 20-something. First of all, I was born in 1976, and I wasn't 20 the year that nigga stole
Hello.
My shit. He's just lying his fucking ass off. Then I found out that, you know, the motherfucker was sending his crackhead cousins around the square to break in nigga's shit, broke into the insurance company, goddamn it, robbed the motherfucking loan company, all his crackhead cousins and shit was stealing, breaking in shit.
Mm.
Chief of police, black guy.
Damn it.
They fired him.
Because
when I realized it was him, I mean, I'm looking at this nigga in my store with an orange fucking shirt on, brown motherfucking shoes and green pants, like, and this nigga don't think, I didn't dress this bitch nigga this morning. He coming in this bitch like he literally designed his fucking wardrobe for that day.
Hello? Yeah.
another time. Now this is when this was, that was a, I think that might have been the last time I did it. Now, the very first time that I fucking did that shit, I think I told y'all this shit. Well, a motherfucker, my cat, I had a cat named Ray, Cat Tomb Ray. That motherfucker was my nigga. He was a high priest, black cat with the white collar, you know, with the white patch under his goddamn neck. That's called, them black cats with the white spot under their neck, they're high priests, okay? Okay? Notice them motherfuckers, them high priests. Is the cat with the little white, look like the priest collar, but they got a white spot. Yeah, those are high priest cats. The cat was actually given to me in a vision. Dr. York had it. He came to me in a dream and had the cat in his hand. When I woke up the next morning, the cat was at my doorstep. Mm. That's how powerful that shit is. Mm-hmm. And I had the cat, so I moved with my dad in these fucking apartments. Got cool with some fucking niggas who I had no business getting cool with. But at the end of the motherfucking day, my cat comes in the fucking house and don't move, just stuck. The motherfucker didn't move, like fucked up like a motherfucker, like fucking crippled and shit, like they crushed that motherfucker. So I told my children, I said, we finna get up and we're gonna do some energy work on this goddamn cat and get this motherfucker moving. So we opened up the patio door and we started moving, taking the pain out of him, like moving the energy and holding the big ass energy, the pain energy, and throwing it out the fucking patio door. And we would come back and take more and shit and throw it out. So about another hour, we end up going to sleep. That shit is draining, taking pain away. The motherfucker gets up and walks to the door. And he never comes back. Right? We let him out, and he never comes back, in a sense. So I said, I want to know who the fuck did it. And the way I want to know who the fuck did it, I said, the first motherfucker I walk out the front door and I see walking in the morning is going to speak to me and say, hey, how you doing? And I said, and I'm going to say back to that motherfucker, hey, you got a light? And that nigga going to say, yes, I got a light. And that motherfucker is going to give me a red lighter. You with me?
Yeah.
Now, I sent my mind out there to do it that way. So the next morning, get ready to take my babies to school, go warm the car. As soon as I step out the door, first nigga I see, motherfucker know me by my first name. Mm. Motherfucker say, hey, what up? I say, hey, what's good? Hey, you got a lighter? Pat his pockets down, and he was like, damn, no, I ain't got one. So I said, all right. So I get in the car, warm the car up, tap at my car door window. Tap, 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 is that nigga bringing me a red fucking lighter from his house.
That's gangster. That's gangster. That's gangster.
I said, okay.
The nigga didn't even have the lighter. He went
and went home to go get it. Walked his ass to his house, went and got a lighter, and bought that shit back to me in front of my front door.
I love it.
Again, if there is a problem, the mind has the solution. You have to set it up. There's another time. Now, that's times where I've been victimized. I'll tell you a time where I've been indecisive, okay? Well, I want to do something, but I'm not sure if I should do it. And that is to actually go to Key West, which is something, which is a spot that I love to go to. So I love it, okay? But I'm scared to go because this time I'm going alone. And Key West from Atlanta is 18 hours, okay? Mm-hmm. Going alone, meaning also just with my children. Normally I go with a group of women and we do a spiritual retreat. Sometimes a motherfucker helped me drive. So I was kind of goddamn, you know, not sure. So I set the tone. I said, I need three signs. When I turn on this television, I need to know if it's okay for me to go. Turned on the TV, 12 monkeys is on. 12 monkeys, the destination is Key West.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nah, this is too much. Turn the fucking station. True Lies is on. They're on the 7 mile bridge to get to Key West. I said, this is it. I'm going to Key West.
Right.
The mind will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get the
mind, if there is a problem, the mind has the solution. That's why you don't act off of impulse. You just don't do shit yet. You sit back, let your mind find out for you whether or not it's the right thing to do, if it's the safe thing to do, or if it's something that has been done to you that you want to fucking find the answer to and who the fuck was responsible for it. Because the mind knows that which what we don't know. The mind knows everything that is hidden. That's why it's the cause that caused the effect, because the cause that caused the effect is hidden. It's just the cause and the effect is the one that's apparent. The mind can tell you the cause that caused the effect if you just ask. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Can I tell my story like that, Dawn?
Yeah, you got one, baby. Go ahead.
My mama used to do shit like this, you know. And my mama used to do shit like this when I was younger, and I used to watch her. I remember I was real young. And this lady came into the house, and I didn't hear anything she said to my mama. I just seen her. And when the lady left, I said, "Mama, was that a witch?" And my mama said, "How did you know?" I didn't know. She just fucking looked like a goddamn witch. But so I used to watch my mama do shit like this. And when I was older, after my mother had passed, a friend of mine was like, you know, let's go skiing. And it was a last minute thing. And as much as I like doing last minute shit, you know, I had children at this time. So I was like, well, I don't know if that's being responsible or, you know, if I should just, you know, be a fucking mom and be bored and not go skiing. So I didn't know what the right answer was. Okay. So I said, well, if I'm supposed to go on this ski trip, let me get a sign. So I get on the internet and I look at what's going on in Colorado, Denver at that point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was performing the night that we got this? Slick Rick. Now, the reason this is a big deal is because I fucking, of all the, you know, old school heads, Slick Rick and Biz Markie have always been my favorite. So I was like, you know what? I'm going. How about when I get there? You know, I had a great time skiing. It was awesome. It was lovely. But I get to the Slick Rick concert. I'm the absolute only black person there. Okay. And I end up standing right in front of the stage, right with Rick, you know, and he brought his wife. So after the concert and after the performance, you know, I'm going to leave. And because I'm the only black person, you know, obviously I was a welcome face. And I ended up getting to hang out with Slick Rick and his wife.
Mm.
It was awesome. It was totally awesome.
That's how it works. Ain't that some shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of mind. What else you got? Anybody got one? You got another one?
I just did some shit on Tuesday. I was going out with my homegirls, and the dude I wanted to go, he couldn't make it, and he needed to do what he was doing. But I still wanted, you know, his company, his energy, just his vibe. So on the way there, I was like, you know, I want to chill with a nigga just like him. And when we get there, as soon as we sit down and, you know, get to drinking, who walked over but a nigga that looks just like the nigga I wanted to chill with? And he sat the whole night, you know, kept me company. And when I was done and got the hell on. But he certainly served his purpose.
Oh, man, let me tell you, man, I'm going to tell you how powerful the visions are, too, because it's bringing me back, right? Now, you know you have them dreams where the shit feels like you've been in it for a long goddamn time,
mm-hmm.
right? So mm-hmm. it was one of those damn dreams. And it was like the real me was conscious at that point of what was going on. And I didn't want the dream to end. Don't you hate those type of, you don't want the shit to end? But if, in fact, it ends, get all the information you can. So in this dream, there's a guy, and he's, like, highly fucking attractive, right? And I can tell I've been with the motherfucker for a long time, but I finally, like, kind of sort of just woke up that, shit, nigga, you don't want this shit to end. So I asked the nigga, and I knew that the dream was about to end. The shit was funny as fuck. So in the dream, I'm like, yo, man, just tell me your fucking name, man. Tell me your name before this shit is over, right? And he says my name is Bugsy, right? So, you know, after that, I just woke up like, Bugsy, Bugsy, right? The shit was crazy. So a little bit later, you know, I get a call from a friend of mine who wants to go to Nas' album release party at the Velvet Room. I say, sure, why not? Who do I meet there?
Bugsy.
Met fucking Bugsy there.
And was
That's
he
crazy,
ever dreamed of? Like, was he what you dreamed of?
Fuck no, totally different. But on the physical world, in my world at that time, the in the dream world, he was more like a GQ nigga in the dream world. But in my physical world, in this world, at that time in my life, I was attracted to niggas with dreads and gold teeth. That was my shit. So this nigga in the physical world had exactly what I liked in this world at that time, and that was niggas with dreads and golds in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Bud. Now, if he had been that goddamn nigga that I had in the dream, I would have walked right past that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if your name is Bugsy, motherfucker. You ain't my type. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because he fit the bill of where my mindset was and what I was attracted to at that time. Remember, you and I had that conversation about Adidas niggas, right?
Yep.
So at that time, my shit was dreads, long dreads, and gold teeth. That was my shit during that era. And, of course, his name was Bugsy. We had a magnificent one-night stand. Like one night, one whole night. Not sexually,
yeah,
but it was just like the fucking dream. Just did not want that motherfucker to end.
I love those kind of situations. I love them.
Mm-hmm. And I literally, after I had the dream, I was telling my friends about it. Like, nigga, I had this dream about this nigga named Bugsy, motherfucker. I know that nigga exists on this planet. I know I'm going to run into him. And by the time that night ended, you know I fucking called all them bitches and told them. Remember I told you about the dream about a nigga named Bugsy? I met the motherfucker.
Remember my dream, nigga Bugsy?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how powerful even on that side is, you know? You know, on the other side, so to speak, that it's a duality world. It still exists just in a whole nother type of appearance or form once you wake up. That's why they tell you stick to your dreams, not your ambitions, which they want to call dreams. No, your real fucking dreams. The dreams of you having a whole wad of fucking money. Oh, you going to get it.
Yep. Dreams do come true. Dreams do come true.
And dreams don't have to come true if you prevent it. If it's a bad dream, like it's some bad shit that I'm fucking dreamt. And I did any and everything in my power to make sure it doesn't turn out the way that I saw it. And I have prevented a lot of that shit from happening. I knew when I was presented with the dream on this physical plane. I said, this is that fucking dream. I got to get the fuck away from it. I got to alter this shit.
And you know
so
what?
Some dreams I damn sure don't want to come true.
No. And sometimes
some dreams are warnings.
I was just about to say that. Yep. Sometimes dreams I want.
That's why I pay attention to them. If I happen to have one, I got to pay attention to that shit, and I'd be like, Lord Jesus. I'd become a Christian, then I wake up praying, like, Lord, don't let that happen. Lord Jesus, please do whatever you do with all your might, all your power. Jesus, Lord Christ, Heavenly Father, Mary, Joseph, don't let that shit happen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yeah, I'd be calling on everything. Sometimes I take a whole fucking Christian, Muslim, I call on the law. If it's an extreme bad dream, boy, I'm calling. I call on ISIS, Ra, Tahoot. I be calling on everything. My grandmama, my brother, my granddaddy. Boy, I go through every goddamn thing.
You know what I do with bad dreams? I speak out the opposite. And to me it was because I used to dream a lot, and I think what happened over time is I just realized that I used to dream a lot, and I used to have, I wouldn't call them bad dreams, but they were certainly dreams I didn't want to happen in my own life. And sometimes I would have them for other people's lives. But, you know, growing up Muslim, they tell you, you don't speak out bad things, right? So when you wake up from a real fucked up dream, of course you feel a certain way about it. And because I was taught not to speak on it, that anxiety and that frustration or that confusion or all that emotion would just stay inside of me. So what I figured out is to speak the opposite out, to not necessarily to stop what's happening, but literally to release all
of that. To reverse the polarities, basically.
Exactly.
To reverse
exactly.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it works.
Yeah, because you have the power to reverse it.
It works.
To reverse that, because, you know, you can reverse it. That's the power. Yeah. So you would say the total opposite. In other words, you actually designed the scene once they showed you what is considered an outcome. You would take it and rewrite it.
Exactly.
As the director and as the writer.
Exactly.
That's the power. That's power.
It is. And it's such a smooth power that it's almost...
it's like talking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And some people can't talk, but it's just like talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's automatic.
Yep.
That's what a majority of people have to tap into. That shit right there, that's automatic. Because that can help alter, change, or assist their life, that automatic shit, that automatic power. It's automatic. That's the shit. So, look at my boy. Did y'all see what he put in the chat room?
Of course.
You saw it, Jolly?
Yes, ma'am.
Ain't that cute?
You know what? I knew it was that nigga that tried to get Nikki against me. I knew it was him. Because I told you, I got to her show the other day, and she immediately was trying to go in on me. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I knew it was that nigga. I knew it was him.
Well, it's really her. Because no matter what somebody say,
I agree.
It's their decision to believe it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then act on what the fuck they believe. That's how I know that the majority, that's what shocked the shit out of me, even though I already diagnosed her as one of those believers that act on shit they believe. That's when I pre-diagnosed her as that. So it was no surprise that when she gave me the answer of why she did it was based on a nigga told her.
Yep.
Some bullshit.
It's always, yep.
So, and that's when I knew. Y'all see that shit?
Sorry.
At the end of the goddamn day, you know, that's not, that. Now y'all know that's not true. You know, whatever fuck she talking about, like, she know that's not true. That's her own fear.
Yes,
because
exactly.
I can't compete. You know, when I see everybody like me, There's not a motherfucker on this planet that is higher than me or beneath me. I see everybody like me. Like, you know, they, when I look at them, I see myself. So, you know, I can't even, but like I said, it won't be for long. She can have her 10 minutes of fame. She will never be. But like I said, it won't be for long. Shit, this is some funny shit. Duh, do another show this time starring Rodney. I need to, B.A. Shit. No, but God bless in heaven, shine, well, the ancestor bless in heaven, shine, not being conceited, I've been doing BTR for almost for years. Well, God bless her. The thing about it is that I show Nikki nothing but what I am, and really I'm the manifestation of motherfucking truth. You know, for real, love and truth in a sense, even though I don't like the word love, but I show the number love. I don't hate that sister. But she right. She right when she said that I'm no competition. She's absolutely right, because I'm on a whole nother motherfucking level. I'm on another level. So you can't compete with a motherfucker that's on another level. You only compete with motherfuckers on your level.
Why do men do this shit? Like the nigga said earlier today, why don't you replace Wendy Williams? Why the fuck do you have to replace Wendy Williams? Why can't Wendy do her shit, and why can't you do your shit? You see,
you're absolutely right.
Why the fuck do these niggas keep trying to pit fucking women against each other, and why the fuck do women allow these niggas to
fall for that shit? Because it shows the weakness of the women. Uh-oh, I agree
woman.
With you. Uh-oh, she says, what, the grind report. I'm here, baby. I agree with you. Dawn fucked up in the first place trying to run her show at noon, and now she's trying to fuck with you. But you've been here, baby, this show, something. I think it's people like Jali running back telling her shit. So now she's trying to get into the competition. She's not going to make it. Though it's too late. What the fuck is he talking about? Is this his conversation?
Yeah,
that's him saying it. Okay, so he's getting it out of. Yeah, I know. If I want, I can shut her down. I got some inside information on Don that will make New Wabians want to kick her ass. Whatever.
Like they don't already want to kick her ass.
What's so funny about it? New Wabians know where the fuck I'm at, so that ain't shit. Yeah, I know. I want to. Okay, then New Wabians get my. Man, please. The wives need to kick their own ass first.
Oh, no.
That would make me happy. She said I can shut her down spirituality. Wow, incredible.
Can't you grandma spell it or nothing?
I can shut her down spirituality.
I know.
I mean,
that's
I thought I'm no competition. So if somebody there's no competition, ain't no need. I mean, they're like a peon, wouldn't you say? Like, why bother? The bitch is a peon. She's beneath me. She's no competition. Moving quite along.
She'll be blaming on the retrograde.
But I mean, you know, y'all already know, I have no concern with her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I have no concern with her. But if anybody have to ask me the question, you already know I'm going to give an answer. You know what I'm saying, on my thoughts on the matter. But, you know, now I think that those are just motherfuckers putting up shit. Like, nigga, first of all, nigga, I pay Blog Talk. I can come on all 24 fucking hours a goddamn day, and that shit ain't got shit to do with you.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? When the fuck does that got something to do with you? If you got loyal fucking listeners, ho, you should be happy. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could do my show the same motherfucking time tomorrow Jali do her show. Jali, will you feel the same motherfucking way?
What, like we're competing?
No, if I do it at 10 o'clock tomorrow, which I probably won't, but I was led to.
I would talk to your show and simulcast. That's what the fuck will happen.
Yeah, you already know it. We'll fuck around the goddamn. I'll be like, let's call this
goddamn.
Let's hear Jali.
This is dumb shit. It's like there's no need for it. There's really no need for it. It is no need for this shit. None.
Mm-mm. Not at all. You know, like, I wouldn't give a fuck if a motherfucker could do their show at 12. Like, Okay, God bless them. Maybe it's another fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? Why does the reason always have to be associated around a peon? You a fucking peon, broad. Are you cereal?
Yes. Cornflakes.
You know, you a fucking peon. You think I did this shit for you? You think I decided to motherfucking do a show at 10 o'clock to distract your fucker, your little goddamn...
Well, if you did, I'm thankful because not everybody fucking listens to her show. So
I know.
I'm
you're absolutely right. But, you know...
On. Oh, my
God. No, she said she would tell. Well, tell her, goddamn, yeah, it's a story, all right? Tell her to fucking do a show right the fuck now and you want to hear it. Take that shit in. Ain't nobody ain't got shit on me. Motherfuckers think they got shit on me. They ain't got,
oh, my
got
shit.
Shit on me.
Call? I can't take this. Can't.
Where you at?
Fucking take this.
Hey, man, this is it, man. But, hey, I love it, though. Don't worry about it, man.
Pays to have haters.
Hey, what Pretty say?
It pays to have haters. What?
Hey, man, we couldn't pay for that much advertisement, Jolly.
Oh, yeah, no press is bad press. No press
is bad press, man. That's my time, man. I'll probably do it again in 30 motherfucking minutes if y'all niggas up. Let's run it. Goddamn it.
Okay.
Motherfucking shit all goddamn day. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, nobody shit. Motherfucker, I paid my motherfucking bill. You feel me?
Right.
Let's get it, goddamn it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the
Members of Congress express optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo...
Hot damn politics.
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 What you say?
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. These
niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everybody.
Hot damn politics. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WGAG Radio.
Radio.